better.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot better.
For next year.
I don't know.
Well, John, you ready to kick off a varsity basketball season?
You betcha. actually, I guess it's not the first of the season, but the first for the first home game.
That's right.
Be tonight's matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Linn County Mustangs from the big city of Curtin, Missouri. And we're all here at the Brashear Arena.
That's right. It's full tonight, too. There's not a seat in the house.
So what do you project for tonight's action, Tyler?
Well, I've seen some results of Linn County earlier, and I believe the final in a couple of their games where they were in the 70s and the teams that they beat were in the 20s. So I anticipate a full-court press most of the game, and they're going to be run-and-gun type offense. Defensively, I expect them to be pretty scrappy and ready to roll.
I'd say you're probably right. I've watched these girls coming up through junior high through senior high now. And the one thing that you can say about them, the girls from Linn County, is that they're quick. So the fact that they're putting on a full-court press would come as no great surprise for me. What do you see out of the Tigers for tonight?
Tigers have had some weak spots when it comes to turnovers. If they can fix that, I think they can play right with them. However, their game isn't as up-tempo, I don't think, as what Linn County will bring. I think they're more of a slow-it-down and run half-court type offense. Defensively, I expect them to be just about as scrappy.
As we were talking before we went on the air here, one of the girls, Chelsea Collop, is not here for Brashear tonight, so that will change things a little bit. Tigers have been in a rotation where they have their starting five, and Christine Scudder is sort of the super sub that comes in off the bench early on, and she's going to be put in a starting role tonight, and the Tigers are going to have to rely on their sophomores or maybe even the freshmen to come off the bench.
We have the lineups for you. For Linn County, Jamie Guffey is going to start. Amber Munsterman, Whitney Bennett, who is their star player. She scored 30 the other night. Megan O'Kane and Kelsey Tornow. For Brashear, it looks like they're going to send out Jesse Hill, Ashley Clarkson, Kimberly Elsey, Christina Scudder, and Haley Kelsey. So Scudder is going to fill the shoes of a starter tonight in the absence of Collop. And we have some scoreboard difficulty. I don't know if that means the game will be postponed. Hey, never mind. It's on now.
Yeah, and just looking over here at the bench, I don't see Amber Alexander here tonight, which if that's the case means that there's only one sophomore, Caroline Slavin, to come in off the bench.
And two freshmen.
Two freshmen.
Tigers will play short staff tonight. Oh. The scoreboard's back off. The celebration was a little premature. I don't know that they need to have two anyway. You can get all your information from one. It's the minor one that's off. The main one's still working.
Well, particularly for us because we can't hardly see.
Yeah, we can't see the other one. Doesn't matter to us at all. I spotted Amber Alexander, though.
Is she here?
Yep. Sitting right over there on the stands. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do see her here. Maybe she wasn't at school today or something.
No, she was. I saw her at school today myself.
Well, that was the only explanation I had for you, Tyler.
Well, I shot that one down. Maybe I'll think of one later. I don't know. We're going to have a little delay, I guess, until I get this thing going. So the anticipation is building. Well, we can give some more pregame predictions. What's the final score going to be, John? And in whose favor?
What?
If you're just joining us, we have a little delay here while we're waiting to get the scoreboards working. Got some work going on here in front of us here, but
it's back on.
How about that? We've had the national anthem and the introduction of the starting lineups, and we're about ready to go. Tonight's matchup between the Linn County Mustangs and the Brashear Tigers. This is John Slavin, joined by
Tyler Killen,
and we're ready to go.
Well, I guess the worth was the wait was worth it, I meant to say. Haley Kelsey is going to tip off against Megan O'Keefe. About the same height. Kelsey may have an inch on her. Official throws it, and tip goes to Kelsey. Kimberly Elzey corrals it for Bashir. Has it top the key of left wing for Hill. Hill holds the ball on her right shoulder, now puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key, flips it off to Kelsey. Kelsey deep beyond the arc on the right side, now flips it over to Elzey. Elzey looking to pass, now puts it on the floor left side. Gets it off to Hill. Hill stands with it in front of her at the top of the key, now puts it on the floor. Trying to get around the pesky defense of Guffey from Lynn County. Into the corner for Elzey. Elzey for three. Splash! Fire in the hole early there, John. 3-0 Bashir. Bennett brings it up for the Mustangs. Right wing now to Munsterman. Into the corner for Tornow. Tornow has it taken away by Kelsey. Kelsey puts it on the floor. Crossover dribble. Now gets it left side for Elzey. Elzey having trouble getting around Guffey. Guffey seems to be the main defender for Lynn County. Right wing for Kelsey. Now back to Hill. Into the corner for Elzey. Elzey thought about the three. Now puts it on the floor. Flips it back out to Hill. Hill right wing for Kelsey. Just inside the arc. Off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Scudder. Scudder shot no good. And it's poked away and gathered by Lynn County.
Guffey.
O'Kane. I think. O'Kane had it, then gave it to Guffey, and O'Kane fired up a shot, and she was fouled. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. Who got her on the foul there, John? Kelsey, it was.
That will be her first foul and the first team foul, and actually the first foul of the game. So O'Kane goes to the line. Her first shot's on its way, and it clanks around and comes back to her.
6:43 left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 early in favor of Bashir.
O'Kane's second shot is nothing but net that time. So the Mustangs on the board, 3-1, Bashir with the advantage. Elzey with the ball over to Kelsey, up ahead to Elzey, on up to Clarkson over at the right wing. They get it across the timeline. Clarkson puts it on the floor, dribbles up the top of the key, hands it off to Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill takes it back the other direction, gets it in to Scudder, and Scudder tries to get it to Kelsey, but loses the handle on it. But then the Tigers are going to come up with it. Kind of a scrum on the floor there between Hill and Guffey. Nearly a foul there. They get it back to Scudder at the free throw line. Tries to get it to Hill. She just nearly loses the handle on it. Gets that up to Elzey at the right wing. Up to Haley Kelsey at the free throw line. Nice looking pass over to Clarkson on the left block. Her shot is up and no good. Mustangs come up with the ball and we're going back the other way.
Tigers can't afford to miss those point blank shots from about 2 feet out. Clarkson had to go about halfway down, but bounce back out. She's got to get those things to fall. Meanwhile, Elzey tips it out to Scudder, who comes away with the steal. I believe it was Guffey that was handling the ball a little sloppily. Now, Hill has it on the left side, dribbles into the key, passes back out to Kelsey, back to Hill, just inside the arc, and she splashes it home, 5-1 now in favor of the Tigers with 5:30 left to play in the first quarter.
Good shot there by Hill. She was wide open right there at the free throw line.
Tornow has it in the corner, puts it on the floor, tries to get around Scudder, can't, now passes it out to Guffey. Guffey, cross-court pass over to Munsterman. Now she flips it out, and it's almost poked away and stolen by Hill, but Bennett recovers it, and now Munsterman loses it out of bounds.
I think that was Clarkson that knocked it out. Actually, they're going to say it was off of Lynn County, so it's going to be the Tigers' ball. Haley Kelsey is going to inbound it for the Tigers.
And much like we predicted, it's a full-court press by Lynn County.
Kelsey nearly loses the handle on it, but they get it to head to Jesse Hill, back over to Kelsey over the right-hand side. Back to Hill, the left wing, back to the left corner to Elzey. She dribbles in along the baseline. Her shot's no good. And Haley Kelsey with the rebound, and she fouls. It's fouled on trying to make the putback. So she'll go to the line. The foul is going to be on Munsterman. Is that who it is? Yes. First team foul now for Lynn County. Haley Kelsey goes to the line for the Tigers. Her first shot is up. Nice looking, good rotation. Hits the front end of the rim, but with the Tiger bounce goes in. So Tigers now with a 6-1 lead. 4:49 left in the first period. Kelsey's second shot is up. This one is way too short, and it bounces back to her, but Mustangs come up with the rebound, and we're going back the other way. Munsterman takes it across the half-court line, guarded by Clarkson. Get it back to the left corner to Tornow. Back out to Guffey, top of the key. She dribbles along the free throw line. pass in to, I'm not sure who.
Munsterman.
Munsterman. She puts it in for 2 points. 6-3. Hill with the ball. Loses the handle on it. Guffey comes up with the steal, and I think that they call
Kelsey with a reach in as she Guffey was going to make a breakaway layup. Kelsey saved us 2 points on that one.
First substitution, Emily Ladwick comes in the game. A little freshman action here. O'Kane back out to Munsterman. Munsterman on the right wing. She dribbles around the top of the key, sends it over to the left-hand side to Guffey. Guffey holds it, sends it back to the left corner to Munsterman. Her shot from the corner is good, but they're only going to give her two for it.
Foot was on the line. It was a nice-looking shot there by Guffey. Or Munsterman, excuse me. Clarkson takes the ball across half court, gets it off to LZ, two hands above the head, into Scutter now over to Rodwood. Rodwood looks confused, passes off to Clarkson underneath the basket. She can't find anybody, now gets up to Scutter on the left wing, now to LZ. LZ toes the line for three, shot no good, and it's rebounded by Clarkson. Strong rebound, and they're going to get a foul on...
Stone Guffey, I believe.
On, who was it, O'Kane, I think they called.
Guffey,
good call on that. Her first foul, team second, and it'll be Tiger Ball taken out from underneath the basket by Elzy. Elzy flips it into Lodwick, who almost loses it, but gets it back and now flips it out to Hill. Hill into Scudder on the right elbow, now back out to Lodwick. Lodwick to Elzy, now to Hill, again top the key. Hill holds it on the right shoulder, now above the head, now puts it on the floor, right side, now out up to Elzy. Elzy dribbles in, ball fake, off the glass, shot no good. Rebounded by Ling County, I think it was Tornow, and she gets it off to Bennett. Bennett's off to the races, other side, up the left side, and it's poked away. Now Bennett recovers it and is triple-teamed on the sideline, and they're going to say she touched it out of bounds.
Stepped on the line, I believe.
No, they're going to say Brashear stepped on the line, I guess.
I don't want to see that. Oh, man, a nice-looking pass right into a wide-open O'Kane that she couldn't put in. Wow. Clarkson with the ball, hands it up to Ladwick. Ladwick brings it across the timeline, loses the handle on it. She's not, freshman, not used to these fast girls. And it's going to be Mustang's ball. Munsterman's going to inbound it right here in front of the bench. Gets it in to Guffey. Guffey puts it on the floor. She dribbles across the timeline, sends it in the left elbow down the right, blocks to Toro. Back out to O'Kane. Her shot's no good. Tigers comes up with it, and Hill had it, and she slid out of bounds. They called it being out of bounds. I think it could have been called as traveling, too.
It was a nice hustle play. Hill just couldn't get it stopped before she went out of bounds. Lynn County now has trouble getting the ball in. They finally find a wide-open Guffey around the right side. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Scudder, and they're going to get O'Kane on a foul, reaching in. Tiger ball now, full court press coming from the Mustangs. O'Kane appeared to have injured her right elbow on that play, maybe.
That was her first foul. Elzy has it for Tigers, gets it up to Hill. She nearly walks with it, hands it back off to Elzy. Elzy brings it across the timeline, picks up the dribble, hands it off over to Hill over on the right-hand side, back over to Ladwick in the right wing, in the paint to Scudder, back out to Hill. Her shot is up, no good. And Clarkson comes up with the rebound, sends it back out to Elsie up the top of the key. Elsie into Clarkson, the left elbow back out to Hill up the top of the key over to Ladwick. Ladwick gets it in to Christina Scudder. And they're going to say that Scudder was fouled.
Scudder was pushed by Lynn County there.
The foul was on the floor.
Bennett. Her first foul. Elsie to take it out of bounds for the Tiger.
2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first. Tigers with the advantage, 6-5. Ladwick has his ball over on the right wing. Just about loses the handle on it. Gets it back, sends it over to Hill. Hill's going to drive it along the baseline, but pulls it back out. Resets the offense over to Hill. Or Elzy, three-point line. Her shot is good, except she's right inside the arc, so she didn't get the advantage of the three. 8-5 now, Tigers with the advantage. 1 minute, 53 seconds left in the first.
Bennett brings it up for the Mustangs, slowly bringing it across the timeline. Now flips it right side into Rogers. Rogers now back out to Guffey. Right wing now for Munsterman. Her shot is good, and they're going to say her foot was on the line, so it's only a two-pointer, but it cuts the lead to 1 point for the Tigers with 1:30 left to play. It's 8-7. Lodwig has it now, flips it out to Hill, top the key, into Scudder, right wing now for Clarkson, dribbles baseline, and she's fouled, and the shot is good. Good job by there by Clarkson to finish the shot. It was almost an NBA foul because she was fouled well before she shot that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they're going to give her the points for that.
Oh, they don't. I thought he counted the basket. She's not even a shooting foul. Premature on that one, I guess. Clarkson gives it off to Hill right on the inbound play, and that one works.
She was wide open. Breakdown there by the Mustangs. Bennett brings across timeline. Sends it off to O'Kane. No, that's not O'Kane.
Rogers.
Toro at the right block. Sends it back to the right corner. Shot for three is no good. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be the Tigers' ball. 1 minute, 5 seconds left in the first. Tigers with the advantage, 10-7. Clarkson's going to inbound it now for the Tigers.
I don't think Bennett has put one in yet for the Mustangs. I think she's a star player, and we've done a good job of defending her. Lodwig has it for the Tigers right side. Under a minute to go now. Clarkson thinks about puts it on the floor. Now puts it back out to Hill. Hill to Elsie. Elsie dribbles around the arc and now finds Hill again. And Hill takes it into the lane and has it tied up with Lynn County. But possession arrow favors the Tigers, so it'll be Tiger ball.
Slavin checking in for Scudder. So we got two girls that don't have a lot of experience on this team now. Ladwick the ball, the right wing, tries to get it into Hill and lose a handle on it. It was Guffey that had it, and she's going to be fouled by Elsie. Frustration foul, I'm sure, by Elsie. 45 seconds left in the first. Mustangs get it in to Rogers, and they're going to call over and back.
That's just stupid, having over in the back. They weren't even pressured that much on that one.
43 seconds left in the first. Clarkson gets it in to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline on the far side, but she brings it over this way, over to Clarkson. The right wing, she nearly falls down and gets it to Elsie at the right wing. Elsie back out to Ladwig. Ladwig loses a handle on it to Guffey. Guffey with the steal. Guffey's going to bring it back the other way. 22 seconds left in the first period. Shot up off the glass is good.
Munsterman put it in again on us. Having
13
a tough time
seconds
getting,
left.
Having a tough time defending her.
Hill loses a handle on it. Full court pressure by the Mustangs. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Hill, so it's going to be the Lynn County ball. 8 seconds left. Munsterman's going to inbound it for Mustangs. It gets it in to Rogers. Rogers to Bennett. Bennett up the top. The key dribbles around the right-hand side. Gets it in the lane. Shot is up and no good. So, at the end of the first period, Tigers lead it. 10-9.
I think the Tigers are fortunate to be ahead after this quarter. They look sloppy, had a lot of bad turnovers. Just were able to get into the basket more than Lynn County. Lynn County had a lot of open shots they couldn't hit, and if they start hitting those, Tigers are going to have a tough time to keep the lead.
5 team fouls on Lynn County, 3 on the Tigers.
Typical of scrappy defenses, get quite a bit of fouls. Well, you ready for the second half, John?
I am. I don't see Guffey on the floor. Is she not starting the second period?
I'd say she's not. She's not out there. She's the best defender from what I've seen. Bennett has it for the Mustangs. They have the ball first. She takes it down to the right side and travels. Ooh. She tried to stop and kind of had a little Sammy Sosa hop, skip, and a jump, and they called the travel on her. 7:50 now to play. First half action. Hill has the ball for Bashir now to Scudder. Scudder finds Elsie, and the full court press is bothering Bashir. Now the Tigers have Caroline Slavin down on the ground on the other side, but she gets back up ready to go. Clarkson finds Elsie. Elsie can't find anybody open. Good Mustang defense here. Left wing now for Hill. Hill finally gets around a little screen by Scudder. Now flips it out to the free throw line for Clarkson. Her shot is up off the rim and bounces out, and it's poked out of bounds by Tornow of Lynn County. Elsie to inbound. She slaps the ball now underneath from the left side, finds Clarkson wide open from three, but Clarkson doesn't even act like she's going to shoot it. Left wing now takes it top the key, flips it out to Hill. Hill has it on the right side, deep behind the arc. Now dribbles in, fires from three. Yes! She splashes it. Boom goes the dynamite.
That's right.
13-9. Tigers lead it. 7:06 left to play. Second quarter.
Bennett brings it across the timeline, dribbles around the right-hand side, guarded by Hill. Sends it the right corner. I'm not sure who has it.
Munsterman.
Back out to Rogers. Rogers at the free throw line tries to bounce it in. Clarkson nearly with the steal. They're going to call a foul. I think it may be on Elsie.
Yep. I think that's just her first. It is.
No, second. I was going to say, I thought she already had one. Well, she's going to have to be a little careful and she'll get to sit down. Get the ball in. And a shot by, that was by Guffey. She slipped back in the game on us, and her shot's good. 13. They get the ball to Slavin, and Guffey was right there and got a hand on it, so they're going to call a jump ball.
Guffey seems to be everywhere for Link County.
Comes as no surprise. They get the ball in to Hill. Hill pulls it up over to Clarkson. Link County's a fast little team here. Over to Elsie at the right wing. Elsie, nice looking pick and roll into Clarkson, who shot up off the glass. Is good. Nice looking play.
That was a beautiful play there by the Tigers.
Bennett brings the ball back the other way, hands it off over to Guffey, and she dribbles in the lane, tries to pass it over to Rogers, and the pass, a little errant, goes out of bounds. Going to be Tigers' ball. Clarkson will inbound it for the Tigers.
Tigers line up on the opposing free throw line. Now they start spreading out. Clarkson finally finds a wide open Slavin on the other end of the court. Slavin passes off to Elsie, who's going to bring it across the timeline. Elsie having trouble getting by Guffey, now passes off to Hill. Hill has it on the right side, guarded closely by Rogers. Hill now to Clarkson. Clarkson with mini ball fakes, puts it on the floor, can't find anybody, and loses it to Bennett. And then Bennett is fouled by Hill. Hill smiles about it, but it was kind of a dumb foul.
That may be her second. No, that's her first.
Just her first. Five now. 15 fouls now on Bashir. Bennett brings it up for the Mustangs. She goes right around Hill. Now off to Rogers. Rogers looks in, passes finally into Guffey. Guffey working hard underneath. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Clarkson. Clarkson pulls it away and flips it out now to Elsie. Elsie puts on the floor, trying to run by the defense. Can't do it. Now flips it off to Clarkson. Clarkson left wing. And she tried. Oh, no.
They're going to call a timeout. Clarkson getting a lot more opportunity to dribble with the ball than she's used to.
A lot more handling of the ball for Clarkson. I think what the Tigers need to do, we had some success with the old pick-and-roll action. The over-aggressiveness of Lynn County forces us to try some of that some more, and I think it will be effective.
So with 5:36 left in the half, Tigers with the advantage, 15-11.
Both teams back out on the floor now. It's Bashir ball out from right in front of us, John.
We'll have a good view of this. I won't even need my glasses for it now. Clarkson to Elsie. Elsie will bring it up across the timeline, guarded by Rogers. In the scutter at the free throw line. A little screen set there by Clarkson. Back out the hill at the free throw line. Her shot is up and no good. Mustangs. O'Kane comes up with the ball. She must have recovered from her ailment, whatever it was. She hands it off to Bennett. Bennett sends it over to Rogers on the left side, back out to O'Kane. Over to the right side now to Bennett. Passes it into the lane, and Christina Scudder comes up with the steal. Scudder to Hill. Hill's going to bring it up across the timeline, gets it up a hill to Elsie. Elsie back out to Hill at the top of the key. And they're going to call a foul on Guffey. Reaching foul. Kind of a silly one, actually. That's her second foul.
I expect Guffey to foul out of this game. She has that mentality that Nothing's going to stop her.
All right, six fouls now on the Mustangs, so should be shooting some now. Clarkson wants to get it in to Hill. Wanted to get it to Elsie, but took Hill as her second choice. Into Scudder at the free throw line. Back out to Hill. She thinks about shooting for three, but drives in the lane. Her shot up off the glass was good. A little awkward looking, but it worked.
It was a nice play there by Hill. Go to the basket.
17-11, Tigers with the advantage. 4:36 left in the half.
Benny gets the left wing for Rogers. Rogers with some ball fakes on Elsie. Elsie pokes it away. And it is going to go out of bounds off of Elsie. Lynn County didn't seem to be in much hurry to get to the ball, and they let it roll right out of bounds. I guess it's okay. That's okay when it's out on Bashir. Ball's passed into Bennett. Bennett looks back at Munsterman and tells her to move on. She'll bring it up. Bennett left wing now for Rogers. Rogers to the top of the key for O'Kane. Into the corner for Munsterman for a three. No good. Rebounded by Scudder. Scudder puts the ball on the floor. Picks it up. Now gives it to Elsie. Elsie will bring it up for the Tigers. Right wing now for Hill. Hill puts on the floor. Tries to get around Rogers, but now decides to pull back out. Hill picks it up now into Scudder. Scudder from the free throw line. Ball above the head and puts on the floor. Now got to Hill. Hill thought about the three, but Bennett came up to guard her after she had the triple threat position. And it's kicked out of bounds by...
I think they're going to call it on Bennett.
Lynn County.
It is on Bennett. Hill will go to the line. Now we're in the one-on-one.
3:48 after play. First, second quarter. It's 17-11 with a chance to add to it for Hill. 1-2-3 dribbles. Shot up and in. Free throw shooting is a must for any team that expects to go anywhere. Got to be able to hit those shots from the charity stripe.
Got some substitutions back. Kelsey back in for the Tigers along with Ashley Collip.
Guffey back in for Lynn County now as Hill hits the second shot. 19-11 in favor of Bashir. Guffey into Rogers, now to Bennett. Bennett pulls it across the timeline. Left wing for Munsterman. Munsterman, some ball fakes. Now back out to
Tornow.
Tornow. Tornow over to Guffey. Guffey inside. O'Kane shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey pulls it away and gives it off to Hill. Hill brings it all the way up the right side. Now peels back outside of the arc. She picks up her dribble, gives it off to Scudder. Scudder dribbles down the lane. Elbows the girl, now flips it out to Hill. Now to Elsie. Elsie into Kelsey. Kelsey on the left elbow, now back out to Elsie. Elsie on the left wing goes just inside the arc for the shot. No good. Rebound by Kelsey. She looks like she was fouled. They didn't call anything, and Collip comes away with it. Collip inside to Elsie again. This time a little floater inside the lane, and it falls.
Elsie is awfully good at faking. You never know if she's going to take that shot or if she's going to drive it in. Lynn County. And they try to get it along to Tornow on the right side of the lane along the right blocks. I think they're going to call a reaching foul on Christina Scudder. That's her first. 16 fouls on the Tigers now.
One so more, and it's 1-1 for Lynn County.
21-11. Tigers leading by a dime. 2:48 left in the half. They get the ball in to number 20, Bennett, and she puts it up off the glass, 21-13. Tigers with the ball. Christina Scudder has it, hands it off to Haley Kelsey. Haley Kelsey brings it across the timeline, guarded by Guffey. Send it a nice little pick and roll, and Kelsey
she
tries to take it up, and she was fouled. I'm not sure if it was on 23 or 25.
It was on Tornow.
The 25. That's her first foul. 18 fouls now on the Mustangs. Haley Kelsey will go to the line. First shot is up, and it's nothing but net. Clarkson checking in for Scudder. Second shot is up. Clanks off the front end of the rim. Mustangs come up with the ball. Duffy has it over the top of the key. Sets up the offense. Sends it over the left-hand side to Munsterman. Munsterman sends back the left corner. They get it into the lanes. And they're going to call a jump ball. Good-looking heads-up play by Collip. Got her hand on the ball and held on to it. Mustangs get it in to the left blocks, back out to Munsterman on the left side. Her shot is good. She's got a nice, sweet-looking shot from over there, doesn't she?
She continually kills us. We have to find a remedy for her.
Up to get it in to Elsie. She can't hold on to it. And Mustangs come up the ball, drive along the right-hand side. Shot is up and good.
Bennett's starting to come alive now for the Mustangs.
Elsie with the ball for the Tigers. Gets it up to Haley Kelsey. Back to Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline on the near side. Pulls it up just outside the arc. Oh, I'm not sure who she was throwing it to, but she threw it right in the hand of the Mustangs. And it's going to be Bennett. He takes it all the way, puts it up and good. And all of a sudden, Tigers just lead by three now.
Well, just in the last 2 minutes, Bennett's finally come alive now. Their star player is finally starting to take it to the hole and putting it in. And Munsterman continually hits shots all over the court. She hits some threes. She's hit a couple inside. She's hit a couple mid-range shots. Tigers have to put our best defenders on them and keep them from scoring. And on the offensive side, I've seen the old pick and roll work several times. Once, I know Scudder put it in, once Clarkson put it in, and once Kelsey was fouled and made the free throws. So, Tigers need to go back to that. It continually works.
So, with 1:37 left in the half, Tigers lead it 22-19.
Kelsey to inbounds. She slaps the ball and finds Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor, gets it off to Hill now. Hill finds Kelsey, now back to Elsie. Elsie on the right side, now to Kelsey. Kelsey deep outside the arc, gets it to Collup, and Collup with a double dribble. Can't afford those sloppy turnovers. 1:23 left, first half. Tigers lead 22-19, and Bennett has the ball from Linn County. Left wing now for Guffey. Guffey looks now to Munsterman. Munsterman left unguarded from the three-point arc. Now she dribbles in and flips it off to Rogers. Back to Guffey, now to Tornow. Tornow flips it out to Munsterman. Munsterman dribbles left side. Now left block for O'Kane. O'Kane has it poked away. Now they're going to call a jump ball. And the possession of ourselves, Bashir. 56 seconds left. It's Tiger ball. And Scudder's going to check back in for Ashley. Kelsey to inbound. Gets it straight into Hill. Hill was unguarded on that. I don't know why. They have the full court press going, and they didn't guard Hill. Now she gets it back to Kelsey, who gets it across the timeline. Now to Elsie. Elsie right wing flips it off to Kelsey on the old pick and roll, and it fires home.
Works again.
Guffey taking it hard up the right side, and she about loses it. Now flips it left wing for Bennett. Bennett fires off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson with 30 seconds left. Can't find anybody. Tigers are going to have a tough time getting across the timeline, and they do before the 10 seconds is called. Elsie has the left wing now to Hill. Hill just inside the arc. Fires one up off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by O'Kane. O'Kane flips it off to Guffey, and they have 16 seconds. Guffey finds Munsterman. Munsterman lines a shot up. It goes in, it goes out, and it's rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey gets it to Scudder with 7. Now to Hill. Hill loses it. Bennett has it with 4. Bennett drives into the lane. Her shot's blocked by Kelsey. No, we're going to call a foul. And Kelsey fouls her with 1.4 seconds left.
I don't hardly see how that wasn't a foul. I mean, she was just absolutely hammered. But it wouldn't be the first time.
Bennett will have 2 shots. A chance to close the gap to 3 before halftime. And she won't do it because she missed the first. 24-19 with 1.4 seconds left.
And what's almost as troublesome, it's the third foul now on Haley Kelsey.
Yeah, 17 foul on Bashir. Linn County has 8. Bennett's second shot is no good either. It's rebounded by Kelsey, and that'll be the end of the first half. So, Tigers are going to go into the halftime with a 24-19 lead.
Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and so we'll be back in a few. We've got the pep band here, and so you can enjoy the music during the halftime festivities. We'll be back in a few minutes for the second half's action in tonight's matchup between Bashir Tigers and Linn County Mustangs. Tigers lead it 24-19.
I don't know. 2 minutes.
you're just joining us, we're at the halftime in the girls' game. Tigers lead at 24-19. 1 minute, 43 seconds left in the halftime clock, and we'll be back with you in just a few for the second half of tonight's action between Lynn County Mustangs and the Bushido Tigers. Taking the floor for the Tigers, we're going to have Kelsey, Elsie, Hill, Clarkson, and Scudder, the starting lineup. Chelsea Collip was sick today, and so she'll not be in tonight's action. Tigers have been using some of their younger players. It's going to be Lynn County's ball. Munsterman inbounds it to Guffey. Guffey sets off the offense, sends it over to Munsterman in the right wing, back out the top, the key to Bennett. Bennett sends it over the left-hand side to Guffey. In the paint to O'Kane, back out to Munsterman. Munsterman dribbles into the free throw line. He's going to send it over. Lose the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Mustangs.
John, you ready for a quick run through the stats?
Sure.
First half points. So those are Guffey had 2. This is for Lynn County. Munsterman had 10. Bennett had 6. And O'Kane had 1. For the Tigers, it was Hill leading scorer with 11, Clarkson with 2, Elsie with 7, and Kelsey with 4.
O'Kane was wide open and was able to convert, so now we're down by just one possession, 3-point game. Hill has the ball for the Tigers. Gets it up ahead to Kelsey across the free throw line. Kelsey brings it up the right wing. She looks to dribble in the lane. Her shot is up and no good. Mustangs come up with a rebound, and it's going to be Bennett who'll bring it back the other way. Bennett sends it over to Munsterman in the paint to O'Kane on the right blocks, and she's going to be fouled, I think, by Kelsey. Is that going to be hers?
That'll be her 4th. Won't it?
Yep, Lodwig coming in, checking in for Kelsey.
Kelsey will be done until the 4th quarter, I imagine. And there's 7:07 left in the 3rd.
Munsterman will inbound it for
Guffey.
Guffey sends it back to Munsterman. She was wide open at the right blocks. Her shot is up and good. And so now, Tigers just with a 1-point advantage. Hill with the ball. Hands it off to Clarkson. Clarkson up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it off her foot, but she regains possession and unfortunately gets it back to Hill. Never works to dribble off your foot.
No.
Hill is going to run along the left side of the lane. A little pick and roll by Scudder. Shot's no good. Tigers get the rebound, and I don't, was that Hill?
Hill.
And she's fouled in the process of shooting. Foul's going to be on Munsterman, and that is her 2nd.
That'd be nice for the Tigers if she fouled out or had too many of those. She had to go sit down because she's been killing us.
Hill's shot is good. Tigers with the first points now in the second half, 25-23. Tigers with the advantage. Hill's 2nd shot now. It's on its way, and it's good as well. Need those free throws. Guffey with the ball now. She brings it back the other way. 6:33 left in the 3rd. Guffey sends it over to Munsterman on the left side. Back out to Guffey. Back to Munsterman in the left lane. Left corner. Her shot's no good. And Christina Scudder comes up with the rebound. Sends it off to Elsie. Gets it up ahead to Hill. Hill to Clarkson. Drives along the right-hand side of the lane. Her shot's no good. But Lynn Kenner comes up with the rebound. And we're going back the other way. Shot's no good. Ladwig comes up with a strong rebound. Hands it right off to Guffey. Oh, man. I'm not sure what she tried to do there. Either she lost it or she was trying to pass it behind her back. And it was an errant pass and ended up with a jump ball. It's going to be Tigers' ball.
Elsie was trying to pull away, and Ladwig was just trying to thread the needle and couldn't do it. And forced a turnover there. It was an unforced turnover for Bashir. Scudder has it now for the Tigers. Gets it off to Hill. Hill has the right wing. Back into Scudder on the right elbow, and it's poked away by Guffey, but Hill recovers and gets it off to now to Lodwig. Lodwig's shot is in and out, rebounded by Guffey. Guffey is everywhere for the Mustangs. Now she brings it up the right side, racing down the line. Now pulls it back out, guarded closely by Elsie. Now flips over to Tornow, and she almost loses out of bounds. She picks it back up and gets to Bennett. Bennett guarded by about four defenders, and she's still hanging on. Now he finds Guffey. Guffey just inside the arch. Splash. Fire in the hole for Guffey.
I was going to say, when there's four people on, there's got to be somebody open.
And Guffey was. She hit the shot, and now it's 26-25. Tigers again with only a one-point lead. Press is broken. Passed off to Scudder. Scudder finds Hill. Hill, been the hot hand tonight for Brashear. She does a nice little crossover dribble on Bennett. Now gives it off to Lodwick over to Clarkson. Clarkson goes baseline and fires up the shot. Yes! Nice move there by Clarkson and gets to the hole.
Clarkson just keeps getting better and better. Guffey brings it across the timeline, races into the lane, passes it over to
Munsterman,
and she had the position, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on...
I don't think they've got it up. There
Ashley
it is.
Clarkson. That's her first. Munsterman's shot. Rattles around, but comes back out. We've got number 30, Allman, coming in, checking in now. I think that's her first time in the game. Second shot by Munsterman is no good. And
Bennett.
Bennett comes up with it for the Mustangs. She'll bring it back out, top the key, and reset the offense. Sends it over to Musterman, left wing. Back out to the new girl, Almond, and she walks with it.
It'll be Tiger ball now. Clarkson into Elsie. Elsie finds somebody now. Lodwig, who gets it across, finds Scudder. Scudder out to Elsie. Elsie dribbles into the lane, throws up a floater off the glass. And good, 30-25. Tigers have opened up a five-point lead now. 4:15 left in the third quarter. Now the ball is stripped away by Lodwig, and they're going to say it's a jump ball. I thought she pulled it clean away from her.
Yeah. Guffey was coming down there pretty fast. We're lucky to get her turned off.
Bennett having trouble. She flips it back out now to Munsterman. Munsterman dribbles into the lane. Now back out to Guffey. Guffey top the key. Triple threat position. Now goes left, travels, they didn't call it, now flips it off to Bennett. Bennett, oh, they're going to get her at the block. Oh, she pushes Kimberly Elsie clean to the floor, and they're going to get Bennett with no foul and Elsie with a block. It looked like a charge to me, John.
And that's a third foul on her as well. 30-25, Tigers with the advantage, 3:56 left in the third period.
Munsterman into Guffey. Now back to Munsterman. Her shot is off the front iron. No good. It's rebounded by Scudder. And they're going to get the new girl, Holly Allman, with
Allman.
The foul.
That would be two quick fouls on her.
Well, she's going to get her money's worth.
Doesn't want to take any home.
Lodwig has it for Brashear. Tries to go around the screen by Elsie. Now has to turn it off. And she pokes it into Hill. Hill finds Clarkson, now to Elsie. Elsie across the court over to Lodwig. Lodwig spots up. Yes! She nails it. 32-25, 3:30 left, third quarter action.
She had a pretty sweet, about 15-foot jump shot, and she nails it on that time. Send it over to Munsterman, back to the left corner. Back up top to Bennett. Bennett resets the offense, sends it over to Munsterman, the left side. Into Almond, free throw line, over to Bennett at the right side. She's going to drive the baseline, has position on Elsie, and she's going to get the basket and the foul.
Foul was on Hill, her second, I believe.
Bennett will go to the line. 32-27, Tigers with the advantage. Bennett's shot is no good, and Ladwick comes up the rebound, sends it up ahead to Hill. Hill up to Scudder, over to Hill, the right wing. Hill thinks about driving the baseline, brings it back out to Ladwick, though. Ladwick into Clarkson in the paint, and she's going to be fouled by, I think it's going to be on O'Kane. No. Tim, who would that be? Oh, that's a younger
O'Kane.
That is O'Kane.
I think I know what you were thinking, and you were thinking the wrong O'Kane. You got lucky.
I didn't even see her come into the game. That's her first foul. three team fouls now on the Mustangs. Ladwig in the paint to Hill. Her shot up on the glass, no good. The Scudder comes up with it, and her shot is no good, but she's fouled. That one's on 30, which is going to be Almond. That's her third, isn't it?
Yes, it is. She came in with about, I'd say, 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here it is, 2:45 left in the third quarter, and she's picked up three fouls in that time.
They're only showing two, but I know she's got three.
Yeah, she had one early. She had another one down here on the offensive, on the defensive side, and then had another one when we rebounded.
Don't understand that. 2:45 left in the third. Tigers with the advantage, 33-27. Scudder have another shot coming?
Yeah, one more. She made the first.
14 fouls apiece on each team here tonight.
Well, I'd say it's been pretty well evenly matched. The Tigers aren't out of the woods yet, though. Wayne County's got a run in them. I think they had an 8-0 run early in the first half, so... still need to hit some shots and play good defense. We've had trouble on the defensive side. And keep the ball. That's the main thing. We don't need those turnovers.
Well, we'll see if Automatica can hit it. And she does. Scudder nails the second ball, her second free throw. 34-27 now, Tigers. Bennett brings it up, sends it over the left-hand side to the younger O'Kane. O'Kane sends it back up top to 25, Torno. Torno takes it to the right elbow, sends it back to the right corner. To O'Kane, to Almond, back up top to Bennett. Over the left-hand side to Rogers. Rogers back up top to Torno. Torno, not sure where she wants to go to. Sends it back to O'Kane. O'Kane's not afraid to do something. Sends it back to Almond, the left blocks. Back over to Torno, the left corner. Shot by Almond is a wild sort of a shot. And Mustangs come up with it. Bennett drives it in, shot no good. Clarkson has it. She gives it off to Elsie. Elsie brings it back the other way. Looks to take it in, but brings it back out to Clarkson. To Hill, atop the key, over to Ladwig. Oh, Ladwig wasn't looking at her. That's always a dangerous thing. Back out to Hill. Hill back out to Elsie up top. Screen set by Hill. Elsie sends it back to Scudder, the right side into Ladwig. Nice looking 12-foot jumper, no good. Mustangs come up with it. Bennett has the ball. No, I'm not. Bennett, the younger. O'Kane, and she loses it, and Ladwig's going to get a chance to take it coast to coast.
Oh.
Just about came out. We got the favorable Brashear roll. Goes back in, 36-27. Tigers now with the advantage.
Bennett brings it across. Tigers opened up now a 9-point lead with 1:08 left to play. Third quarter. Bennett has it. Two hands above the head, now puts on the floor. Drives in, shot blocked, rebounded by Ludwig. Scudder got the block, Ludwig came up with it, and Elsie comes away with it. She gets it off now to Clarkson. Clarkson dribbles around the arc a little while, now flips it off to Hill. Hill with 48 seconds gets it into Elsie in the paint. Elsie shot no good, and she loses the rebound out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Tigers. Yes, it will stay with the Tigers. I thought maybe Elsie was the last to touch it.
The Mustangs sitting back in their first team. We got Guffey and Munsterman coming back in.
Clarkson slaps the ball. Can't find anybody now. Gets it out to Hill. Hill with 40 seconds. Now right wing now for Ludwig. Ludwig on the floor. Right baseline now flips back out to Hill. Hill can't find anybody. Puts on the floor now with 35. Finds Elsie. Elsie back out to Hill. Top the key. Ball poked away by Guffey. Elsie recovers now to Hill. Hill with Scudder. Scudder left wing now back out to Hill. Hill right wing now for Elsie. 25 seconds. Elsie on the floor, into the heart of the paint. Now flips it back out to Hill, now out to Elsie. 20 seconds, now to Scudder. Scudder, back to Elsie, almost lost it, 15. Now to Ludwig. Ludwig is fouled by Guffey. Guffey's third?
I think maybe you're right.
Because
I don't trust this time clock thing. I'm not sure it's keeping track right.
And there's 12.3 seconds left for the Tigers to get a final shot. Clarkson inbounds, can't find anybody. She finally throws it in wildly, and Elsie comes up with 10 seconds left. Now to Hill. Hill fires. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Rogers. Rogers with five. Rogers with four, three. All the way down to the right side. Fires a three, and it doesn't hit anything.
She was way out of position, and it was about 3 foot short of even hitting the rim. So at the end of three, Tigers lead it, 36-27. We'll be back to you in just a minute for the fourth quarters of this matchup between Lynn County Mustang and the Brashear Tigers.
Start the fourth quarter now. It's going to be Tiger ball. And Tigers have a 9-point lead, a big cushion to work with, but it's not big enough, I'm afraid. They need to get everything they can because Lynn County can come back in a hurry. We'll start the ball with Lodwig at the top, gets it off to Elsie. Elsie left wing now for Hill. Hill holds the two hands above the head, now puts it on the floor left side, picks it up, gets it off to Scudder. Scudder over to the right wing for Elsie, who thought about the three, and then Rogers came out to guard her. Now to Hill, now back out to Elsie. This time she will launch and splash! Fire in the hole! She hits it!
Tigers better get back, though. Guffey was coming across in a hurry. He has it up over the right wing, sends it back out top of the key to Rogers. Back over to Munsterman on the left side, left wing, guarded by Hill. Back up to Rogers. Now it's
Other Rogers. I think it was Jody to Katie, and Katie throws it off a Scudder's foot. It'll stay with the Mustangs.
Mustang wanted to get it in for the easy point, but they sent it back to Munsterman, and she shoots from the corner. Boy, she's deadly from over there. Elsie with the ball for the Tigers. Gets it up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it across the timeline. Off to Hill. Hill has the ball stolen from her. And I'm seeing some of that speed and that ceiling that I've seen from this team from before. They get it in to the right block, shot up off the glass. Tigers better do something here.
That was Katie Rogers with the shot there. Hill has it for Brashear. She can't find anybody. Now gives it out to Elsie. Elsie's going to have trouble, and she makes it just before the 10 seconds expire. Now she has it in the left corner, finds Hill. Hill straight into Scudder, and Scudder fires a tough one to Lodwig, and Lodwig can't hang on to it. And that's just freshman mistakes. They haven't played much either. They're just getting used to the game.
Scudder fired a bullet to her, too.
Down the line is Bennett all the way to the hole, but before that, she's fouled by Hill with 6:26 left to play the third quarter, fourth quarter, and the Tigers lead us up to 8 points. 39-31. It'll be Mustang ball out from underneath their own basket. This time it's Munsterman firing a bullet, and this one's into Rogers, and they're going to get Brashear at the foul on that one. Who was it?
Scudder.
Scudder.
That's her second.
Next foul, it'll be 1-1 for the Mustangs. Ball held by Bennett, now left wing for Munsterman, and she travels.
Well, that's good, because she was guarded by Haley Kelsey, and I thought it was going to be her fifth foul. Clarkson checking in for Ladwig.
Speaking of Kelsey, she'll inbound it. And she can't find anybody. She finally gets it in the Hill. Hill now back to Kelsey. This full-court press works pretty well for Lynn County. Kelsey travels. Shouldn't have said anything about the full-court press.
And why did you do that?
My jinx hasn't been happening all night till just now, so
Munsterman's going to inbound it, gets it in to Bennett. Bennett brings it up top, resets the offense. Guarded by Hill, takes it around the left-hand side, and they're going to get Elsie with a reaching foul, I believe.
No. Before that, Bennett carried the ball.
Well, I like that better. I suspect we'll see some press, and we do. But they get it up to Elsie. Elsie up ahead to Kelsey, and that is going to be her
She's
fifth
done.
Foul.
Kelsey is done tonight. 5:58 left to play, fourth quarter. And Kelsey is going to go take a seat.
And the Mustangs are going to go to the line.
1-1. Who was it? Was it Rogers? Yes, it was. Katie Rogers will shoot a 1-1. And Ludwig will come into the game for the expired Kelsey. Here we go. Rogers with a chance to close the gap. Shot's no good. Rebound by Scudder. Scudder dribbles it a little ways and then picks it back up. Doesn't feel comfortable. Finally gets it to Elsie. It's stolen by Guffey, and she puts it right in. Oh, the Tigers cannot afford this. 38-33, 5:44 left to play fourth quarter. Hill has the ball now. The full-court press is absolutely disgusting the Tigers, and they almost lose it again. And Hill is on the floor, and they're going to get a push.
I think so. Yep, they're going to call a foul on 20, which is going to be Bennett. And that's her third. The good thing is, Mustangs don't have any more fouls to give. Get it over to Hill. And they're going to call another foul.
Guffey.
Is it on Guffey or Bennett? Yep, it's on Guffey.
Her fourth, I believe. Yep.
Well, it'd be all right if Guffey would foul out.
And the Mustangs call a timeout with 5:32 left to play. Fourth quarter action. Tigers lead 39-33, and Hill will go to the line for a 1-1. Well, the Tigers are having trouble here with the full court press. Lane County's been able to get a lot of steals and some easy putbacks. If the Tigers can hang on to it, I think they can hang on with the win. But if they have trouble with that press some more, why, they might just blow this thing.
Good thing is the Tigers have got them in a bonus now situation, so if they commit any fouls, they'll go to the line. So if they can hit some of their free throw shots, they ought to be all right.
And doesn't it always come down to the free throws?
Shot's no good, but Clarkson comes up with it, and her shot's no good, and the Mustangs come up with it, and they're going to call a foul on Jesse Hill.
Oh, that's terrible. Now we just walked to the other end, and it's going to be Lynn County shooting free throws.
That's four on Jesse Hill, too. Tigers can ill afford another one of the girls to foul out.
Rogers missed her first 1-1 last time, and she does it again. Rebounded by Scudder, just like last time.
Clarkson with the ball. She hands it up ahead to Ludwig. Ludwig picks it up off the floor, hands it to Clarkson, back over to Elsie at the top of the key. That's going to be a foul on Guffey, and that is her fifth. Dagger in the heart.
Hey, didn't I say earlier that Guffey would foul out?
You were right.
I told you that's the way she plays. But you got to like that. You got to like the scrappy defense.
All right, 5:15 left in the game. Tigers lead at 39-33. Kimberly Elsie to the line for the Tigers, and she'll get an opportunity to shoot the 1-on-1.
They're going to bring in Megan Nickel for Guffey.
I believe that's her first action for the night.
Just a freshman.
All right, Elsie's shot's up on its way, and it's no good. But Clarkson comes up with it, put back, and the Tigers come up with two more, 41-33. Bennett brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the new girl. The ball goes out.
What a save!
Oh, man, Bennett comes up with it, and her shot is no good, and Hill comes up with the ball. Hill to
Bennett,
and they're going to call a foul on Christina Scudder.
What made that play, though, was the save by Nickel, who just came into the game. The ball was way out of bounds, and she jumped and saved that thing straight back. It kind of took the hand, underhanded toss back in. It was a beautiful play.
Third foul on Scudder. I couldn't remember how many we had on her.
19 fouls, so next time they'll shoot two no matter what. And they'll shoot two this time as Bennett hits the first. 41-34. 4:54 left to play. And Linn County Mustangs are starting to close in on the Tigers. Well, Elsie about loses it on the inbounds back to Clarkson. Clarkson being guarded closely by Nickel. Now slips it over to Hill. Hill across to Elsie. Elsie, not a scutter, scutter move, almost traveled. Gets it back out to Hill. Hill dribbles, and we're just going to try to burn clock here. Hill over to Lodwig, who appeared to be fouled. They didn't call it. Lodwig, and it's going to be a timeout for Bashir.
4:31 left in the game. Tigers lead it 41-35. 18 fouls on the Mustangs, 9 on the Tigers.
The Tigers can ill afford to have any more fouls, especially stupid fouls, because every time that Lynn County goes to the, every time they foul, now they go to the line for two. Still lots of time, a ton of time. 4.5 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter, and only a 6-point lead for the Tigers. They do have the ball, though.
And they do have Guffey on the bench.
That's true. I don't know that it matters a whole lot with this full-court press. It seems to be working now. It hasn't worked a whole lot of the game, but maybe it's just kicking it into the next gear now.
Oh, nice-looking inbound pass. Elsie, shot's no good, but she gets her own rebound. Clarkson back to Elsie. Elsie up the hop to Hill. Hill puts it on the floor, guarded by Bennett. Into Ladwig. Ladwig's going to drive down to the baseline. Pulls it back out, though, to Hill. Hill back up top to Elsie. Elsie to Hill. Hill puts it on the floor. Guarded by Bennett. Picks up the dribble. Sends it, back out to Clarkson, and they're going to call over and back. Darn it, didn't need any of those.
Well, the Tigers, I think, were maybe successful in what they were trying to do was burn clock, and they did it for about 30 seconds.
Well, that's true.
However, if you burn this clock and then find yourselves losing points every time, that's not exactly what you're wanting to do, though.
Bennett takes it along the right-hand side. Her shot is no good. Mustangs come up with the rebound, though, and the shot's no good. And they're going to call a jump ball. It'll stay with the Mustangs, though. Bennett will inbound it for the Mustangs.
Who is poked away on the inbound there by Clarkson. And it started to go up the sideline. Elsie saw it going and almost saved it back. And if she would have got it in, she would have made it all the way for a layup. But it went out of bounds just before she got to it. So it'll be Lynn County ball again. Rogers gets it straight into Bennett. Bennett beyond the arc, working on Elsie, now slips it in. And it's going to be a foul on Skinner. Is that her fifth or just fourth?
Fourth. 3:40 left in the game. 41-35.
Her fourth. And that'll be two shots now for Nickel. 3:40 left to play. Still a ton of time. Shot no good by Nickel.
Second shot is up, and it rims out. Christina Scudder. Scudder comes up with the rebound. Puts it on the floor. Oh. And loses the handle on it. And Rogers puts it up, and it's good. 41-37. Clarkson to Hill. Back to Clarkson. Tigers having a hard time dealing with the press. Coach calls a timeout. 41-37. Tigers with the advantage. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in this game.
Coach Williams was a little upset that the Tigers were having trouble to get it across the timeline, but that was good, scrappy defense and a nice full-court press. Like I said earlier, I don't know why Lynn County had such trouble in the first half and third quarter. It seems that the press is absolutely tormenting, and the Tigers can't do anything about it. But early on, the Tigers just flew by them. I think they've just decided that now that they're down in the fourth quarter, they're going to kick it up, and they have. And it's been frustrating the Tigers an awful lot. 41-37 with 3:20 left in the fourth quarter. And the Tigers are having trouble getting the ball down to their side, which is never good. Well, have to go down and battle the press again.
Can you make that clock go just a little bit faster?
I can talk to the clock runner, but I don't know. He might take a big fee for that.
Clarkson's going to inbound it for the Tigers.
Elsie comes around. Elsie comes around to double screen wide open. Now finds Clarkson over the hill. Hill to Scudder, who gets it across the timeline. She may have traveled there. Now to Hill on the right wing. Hill puts it on the floor and is carrying it. Oh, another turnover for the Tigers.
I'm not so sure she wasn't fouled on that, but I'm not the ref. I don't get paid the big bucks. Inbound in to Bennett. Bennett from the left wing. She'll bring it back out up top. 3 minutes left in the game. Bennett dribbles along the left-hand side, and she carries it herself.
They're cracking down on that carrying in the NBA, so they must be doing the same thing here in the High School Association. Hill has the ball for the Tigers. Now to Clarkson. Clarkson flips it over to Lodwig, who gets it across the timeline. 2:50 left to play fourth quarter. Lodwig inside the Scudder, and she is fouled by...
It's going to be on 23, O'Kane.
The older O'Kane.
The older O'Kane. And automatically goes to the line.
Two shots.
Timeout called by the Mustangs.
No, it's still a 1-1 for Brashear. Next time it'll be two shots.
But since it's not two shots, having Christina Scudder on the line is almost as good for two shots. 2 minutes, 48 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead it by 4, 41-37.
Well, John, what do you anticipate here in the last 2 minutes and 48 seconds?
Well, I think there's little doubt we're going to see a lot more press by the Mustang.
I'd say you're right on that one. And I'd say we're also going to see a lot of traveling and other turnovers for the Tigers if the past is true for the future, because Tigers just haven't been able to break it. But they have a four-point lead, and Christina Scudder is shooting one and possibly two free throws.
First shot, good.
She'll shoot two. Five-point lead now for the Tigers.
And the good news about that is, from now on, any more fouls, everybody will shoot two. Second shot is good. Tigers now 43-37 advantage. Bennett brings the ball back the other way for the Mustangs. Comes across the timeline. Tigers all fall back. Bennett drives along the right-hand side. Her shot is up off the glass and good. Well, she got a favorable bounce there. Clarkson into Elsie. Elsie up ahead. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's a steal by Nickel, but she steps out of bounds.
It was a great one-handed catch, and she put it on the floor, and there was just too much momentum carrying her out of bounds.
Clarkson in the hill. Hill puts it on the floor. Up to Elsie. Elsie's going to take it along. Her shot up off the glass is good. Attaway, 45-39, 2:20. Tigers with the advantage. Bennett brings the ball back the other way. She's going to try to run along the right-hand side again, and they're going to get her with a charge this time. They were ready for her that time.
How many fouls was that on her? Her fourth. Whoa. They're the one to take it out of bounds. Should be shooting free throws.
No, they don't shoot them on offensive fouls.
No offensive fouls? Huh.
Tigers get it in to Hill. Back to Clarkson. Clarkson is double team. Gets it up to Scudder. Up to Hill. Hill into Ladwig. Ladwig back out to Elsie at the right wing. Elsie dribbles it in the lanes and sends it back out to Hill. 1:56 left in the game. Hill to Elsie. Elsie's going to dribble along the right-hand side, back out to Hill. Hill to Clarkson. Clarkson's going to shoot from the elbow, and it's good. 47-39, Tigers now with the advantage with 1 minute, 42 seconds left. Bennett brings it up, sends it off to the left-hand side. Shot for three is good. What a killer.
Munsterman. Ball inbounded to Elsie now to Scudder over to Clarkson, now across to Lodwig. Lodwig finds Scudder again with 1:20 left to play. Scudder passes off to Elsie. Elzy, top the key now, guarded closely by Rogers. Poked away by Rogers. Now Elzy picks it back up, finds Lodwell. Lodwell with 110. In the Scudder. Scudder puts it in with 106 left to play. Fourth quarter.
Lodwell fired a bullet over to Clarkson, and she could handle it coming back to her. Not Clarkson, but to Scudder.
Munsterman in, misses this three, and it's rebounded by Elzy. Elzy finds Lodwig with a seven-point lead. The Tigers cruise on down to the other side. It's turnover. Turnover picked up by Bennett. Bennett all the way back with 40 seconds finds Nickel. Nickel's shot is well short. Rebounded by Lodwig, now picked up by Scudder when it's poked away by Munsterman. Lodwig has it with 35 seconds, and it's going to be a timeout by Bashir.
I think that shot was partially blocked by Elzy.
34.9 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead it 49-42.
Tigers just need to settle down. They got a 7-point advantage with 34 seconds. I'd rather be in their position than I would be the Mustangs at this point.
They even have the ball. We'll see what happens. John, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it's going to be full court press.
What makes you think that?
I'm not for sure, but I that's what I'm guessing. Well, here we go. Tiger ball, taking it out from the half court. Mark, Ashley Clarkson will do the job. And the set out of bounds play is going to work to Scudder. Scudder has it, almost loses it. She's poked in the face. That's going to be a foul there on the younger O'Kane.
Yep. And we're going to send Automatica to the line. Probably the worst person on the team to foul.
Yeah, with all the free throws I've seen so far, I'd say that's a good point.
49-42, 30 seconds left. First shot is good. Tigers back to an 8-point advantage. Scudder doesn't wait. Second shot is good as well. 51-42. Bennett will bring the ball back the other way. 28 seconds left. Bennett sends it back to the right corner to O'Kane. Back to Bennett. Bennett tries to drive it in, sends it back out to O'Kane. Her shot misses off the mark. Mustangs with the rebound. Partially blocked shot. Scudder by Scudder. Back to Hill. Hill to Elzy. And they're going to say, Hill stepped on the line
when she was out of bounds.
8.9 seconds. I think we pretty well got this one wrapped up.
Rogers into Nickel. Nickel shot no good. Rebound by Lodwig. With 4 seconds, they get it to Elzy. Elzy now going to try to dribble out the clock, and she does so successfully. So the Tigers are going to go home winners, 51-42. Stay tuned. We'll have the boys' game next. The Tigers will take on the Mustangs once again, this time in boys' action.
First conference action for the season for the Tigers. It's good to get that first one under the belt against a scrappy, tough team like the Linn County Mustangs. So the clock has been set for 15 minutes, and so we'll be back in a few.
All right, we have some girls' final stats for the Lynn County Mustangs. High point man was Amber Musterman. She had 17. Whitney Bennett, who I predicted to be the top scorer, only had 12, which is still pretty good, I guess. Jamie Guffey had 6. Megan O'Kane had 3. Katie and Jody Rogers both had 2. For the Shear, the high point man was Kimberly Elsie with 14. Hill followed closely with 13. Ashley Clarkson and Christina Scudder each had 8. Haley Kelsey and Emily Lodwig each had 4. And the Tigers won that one by a score of 51-42. So we'll see what happens here for the boys. They're announcing the starting lineups. And I cheated, and I have the starting lineups in advance for Marion County. They're going to send out Jake Oder, number 14. Number 15, T.J. Bowen. Number 20, Jason Grismore. Number 24, Justin Frazier. And number 33, their star player, Wes Allnut. For the Tigers, it's going to be number 23, Justin Hazen. Number 31, Matt Thomas. Number 33, Kylie Watson. Number 45, Kale Watson. And number 35, Jacob Shipman. And we're just about set to go here in the first half, or in the first quarter of the first half. John, what do you think is going to happen?
I am predicting that we're playing Lynn County rather than Marion County.
Did I muff that earlier?
Yeah, I had trouble with that earlier tonight.
Well, maybe they're the same colors. I'm not sure.
Well, they're both the Mustangs. That counts.
That's true. That's true.
They're all decked out in their green uniforms. Tigers are in their white uniforms. New uniforms, I add. Tigers a little slow to get out on the court. Mustangs are already out there, ready to go. Allnut, how tall do you think he is?
I don't know. I was just thinking. He looks like a man among boys out there.
He does. He's thick, broad, tall. He's taller than any Brashear player. Here we go. Kale Watson set to go against Wes Allnut on the tip-off. They point their directions. The official's ready. He blows the whistle, tosses the ball, and Kale Watson beats the jump out, gets it off to Hazen. Hazen's going to set up the offense. Right wing now for Kale Watson. Watson over to Matt Thomas, almost loses it into the corner for Hazen. Hazen dribbles into, gives it off to Shipman. Now to Kylie Watson into Shipman again, now over right wing for Thomas. Thomas finds Shipman again. Jacob Shipman finds Kale Watson, and Kale Watson almost loses it, tips it out now to Thomas. Thomas to Hazen, top the key. Hazen, ball fake now left wing for Thomas. Into the corner for Kylie Watson. Watson dribbles out left wing, top the key now for Hazen. Hazen right wing for Thomas. Thomas, ball fake into the corner for Shipman. Shipman throws it off of Lynn County's Grismore.
That was a real, real smart play. You can see he's going out of bounds. He just dribbled it off the Lynn County guy's knee, Grismore's knee.
Watson in the Shipman out to Kale Watson. Now top the key for Hazen. Hazen left wing now for Thomas into the corner for Kylie Watson. Kylie takes it up the right wing. Now gives it off to Kale Watson in the Shipman. Shipman finds a wide open Thomas in the score. They ran off a minute. It's 7 minutes left, and the Tigers come away with one basket, 2-0. Now, Lynn County brings up the sideline onto the right baseline for Bowen. Bowen shot no good, rebounded by Thomas. Thomas saves it. It was going out of bounds. Thomas jumps, turns, fires into Hazen. Hazen now gets it to Watson. Kale, that is. Kale Watson fires up a three, in and out, rebounded by Jacob Shipman. Shipman turns up off the backboard, no good, rebounded by Kale Watson, puts it up and in. 4-0.
Oh, silly, stupid foul by the Tigers. I think it's going to be on Thomas.
He's a freshman.
Nope, 45. Who's that on?
Oh, Kale Watson. I thought for sure it was on Matt Thomas.
First foul of the game. 4-0. Tigers with the advantage. Grismore takes it in the lane. His shot is up and no good. Tigers with the position. Watson to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Hazen's going to set the offense. Sends it over the right-hand side to Shipman. He squares up for three. Nothing but net. I didn't know he could shoot from out there.
Fire in the hole. I see him practice that quite a bit. If you'd ask him, that's where he'd prefer to shoot.
He has an awful sweet turnaround shot, though. Boy, that was a nice pass feeding the needle.
Wes Allnut answers for...
He just stole that ball away from Kylie Watson. Hazen brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Thomas, the left wing. Thomas into Watson. Watson can't hang on to it, and it, Lynn County comes up with the ball. And the big man taking it all the way in, but too much mustard on it. But Lynn County comes up with the rebound, and goes out, comes in, goes out, ends up going out of bounds off the Tigers, so it's going to be Lynn County's ball. 7-2 Tigers with the advantage, 5:31 left in the first period. Grismore is going to inbound to Lynn County to
Oder.
Oder, nice looking fake, tries to dribble in the left side, loses the handle on it, but they come back up with it. Oh, man. Pass it into Frazier. Frazier can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds.
I don't think I could hang on to it either. That was an absolute rocket. He threw that out. It hit the wall so hard it bounced back in play. Gail Watson has it now for Bashir. He throws it right into the hands of Lynn County, and it was Justin Frazier picked it off. Handed it off to Griswold. Griswold brought it up. Now to Oder. Oder swings it out way top the key. Half court line almost. Passes down to Bowen. Bowen hands off to Griswold again. Grismore all the way in. Shot no good. Rebounded by Jacob Shipman. Shipman's off to the races. All the way. Yes. Layup's good. Bowen set to inbound. Gets it into Grismore. Grismore to Allnut. Allnut fires it out to Oder. Oder all the way inside. Flips it back to... Who did he get that into? It was into Frazier. And Frazier was fouled on the shot. 4:36 left to play, first quarter. It's 9-2 in favor of Bashir.
It was on Hazen, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Frazier will have two shots. First shot in and out by Frazier.
Fertig now coming in, checking in for Thomas.
Fertig is a spark plug. He ignites everything. Oh, the ball rolls around the rim, then rolls up onto the top of the back of the rim, and it's no good. And rebound
nice.
By Cale Watson. He takes it coast to coast for two. Now Oder has it on the inbounds, gets to Allnut. Allnut throws it down the court, trying to get it off to Bowen, and Bowen can't track it down. It goes out of bounds. Tiger ball now, 11-2 is the score, 4:20 left in the first quarter.
Probably one of the few mistakes you'll see Allnut make like that. That pass was just way out of whack. Hazen now into Watson. Over to Hazen on the right wing. He squares up for three. And Cale Watson comes up with the rebound. Into Kylie at the left side. Into Hazen, who's going to run along the right side of the lane. Up off the glass. The bank is open, and it's good.
Hazen's good at those little floaters. Allnut takes it all the way down. The big man can handle it. He gives it now off to Oder. Oder across to Bowen. Bowen sets up for three. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Watson. Now off to Justin Hazen. 3:40 left to play. First quarter. Almost picked off there by Grismore as he goes flying into his own bench. And the ball was intended for Fertig, and Grismore lost it out of bounds.
I'm sure glad Griswold has got that little sleeve. It makes it easier for me to figure out who he is over there.
I guess that keeps his arm warm. I don't know. Now to Cale Watson on the left wing from Hazen. Cale Watson has it inside to Kylie Watson. Put down the power dribble and put it up and in.
3:23 left in the first. Tigers leading this one 15-2.
Ball's handled now by Bowen. Bowen having trouble finding somebody. Cross court pass finds Grismore. Grismore on the floor now picks it up. Fires a shot from the elbow. Shot no good. Rebounded by new inter Bennett. And it's picked off now by Cale Watson, who rolls it over to Kylie Watson. And now to Shipman. Shipman back to Cale Watson. Shipman cutting and was open, but they didn't see. Now inside to Fertig. Fertig loses it inbounds. And it's going to be a foul on Fertig as Bennett was picking it up off the floor.
Another one of those frustration fouls, don't you think, Tyler?
That's what I'd call it. David Anderson checking in now for Justin Hazen.
Mr. Anderson.
inside to Grismore. Grismore, ball fake, now picks it up, gets it over to Allnut. Allnut on the left wing, dribbles inside where he's more comfortable and throws it right off of Bashir defender's shoe. That'll be a kick ball, and it'll reset the shot clock, but I guess that's okay since there isn't a shot clock in high school. Grismore inside to Allnut now. Allnut on the left elbow, faces up, now gives it off to Oder.
No good. Tigers come up the rebound. They send it over to Anderson on the left side. Back out to over to Kale Watson, to Kylie Watson, into Fertig, and they're going to say he double dribbled or used both hands or whatever you want to call it. So it's going to be Lynn County ball. Get it in to Bennett. Bennett to Griswold. Griswold gets it over to Oder across the timeline. And it's going to be kicked out by Kylie Watson, so it'll stay with Lynn County. 2 minutes, 12 seconds, 15-2, Tigers with the advantage. Griswold is going to take it out. No, I keep saying Griswold, it's Grismore. Grismore to Oder. Oder to Allnut, the big man. On the left elbow, he thinks about shooting, but they send it over to Bennett. Bennett back over to Oder on the right corner. Back out to Allnut.
Great.
Into Bowen with the left box, and his shot up off the glass is good.
That was a great find there by Allnut as he saw Bowen cutting across there. He hit him right in stride and was able to get the basket in. Bashir has it now. Kale Watson has it at the top of the key, left wing for Anderson. Anderson was wide open but decided not to shoot the three. Feeds it now into Kale Watson again, now off to Ryan Furtick. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Bennett. Now to Oder. Oder having trouble, and he's pressured by Fertig, and Oder throws it out of bounds himself. Or did he get it? He must have got it off of Fertig. Matt Thomas set to come in now for Fertig. And it's going to be taken out of bounds by Bennett into
Grismore.
Grismore tries to throw it around, and it's picked off by Anderson. Anderson, ball fake, and can't hit the two-footer, rebounded by Kale Watson, and now it's on the floor. There's a scrum. Big scrum, and it's come. It's going to be a jump ball. I thought maybe Lynn County was going to squeak it out of there, but no, it's going to be a jump ball. However, possession arrow does favor the Mustangs, and Grismore is going to take it out. Gives it off to Bowen. Bowen throws it right into the hands of Kale Watson, and he's up and in. Shot's no good, but he was fouled.
Actually, the shot was good.
The shot was good, but it doesn't count.
Yeah. That was a nice-looking shot, too. It had a lot of spin on it.
I don't know. Bowen was just trying to throw it around Kale Watson, and it just went right into his own, to his hands, and he put it up and in. Trey Treasure in for Jacob Shipman now.
106 left in the first period. Tigers lead at 15-4. Oh, they sent it out to Watson over his head. Thomas comes up with it to Anderson. Boy, Tigers are kind of playing a little sloppy ball now. Watson has it for the Tigers over to Anderson at the left wing. And I can't see what's going on back there. All right, here comes, is that Shipman or Kylie Watson? Kylie Watson, I guess. Anderson with the ball, gets it into the right blocks to Kylie Watson. His shot is up off the glass, no good, and they're going to call a foul.
Matt Thomas, I think. Yep. Thomas is first, team third, fourth, team fourth.
Grismore into Oder, into Allnut, back to Grismore. Grismore gets it up ahead to number 30, Mosley. And Lynn County loses the handle on it for a second, and they're going to call a foul on Trey Treasure, I believe. A little faster pace on these, Tyler, than I'm used to with the girls.
Yeah. Grismore.
Boy, Lynn County just can't hit anything.
Rebounded by Kale Watson, now to his brother Kylie. Kylie Watson into Trey Treasure. Treasure turns, now throws it back out to Kylie Watson. It's tipped, and Watson corrals it anyway. Misses a shot, and it's the rebound is poked out of bounds by Grismore. Only 13.8 seconds left here in the first quarter. Tigers lead at 15-4 with a chance to add to it. Kylie Watson out to Kale Watson. Sets up for three. Yes!
Boom!
It
was the dynamite.
18-4. The Tigers have really opened up. a big lead here in the first quarter. And there's a foul now on Brashear.
Anderson.
David Anderson.
Tigers don't have too many more to give.
I know, that's a sixth foul, and it's in the first quarter.
So it's Mosley with the ball. Mosley brings it across the timeline. Can't hardly handle it, but gets it to Grismore, and his shot is no good. Boy, he was headed in the right direction.
He was deep. I bet he was 10 feet outside the arc, and it was real close to going down for him. But it didn't, and it's kind of like the whole first quarter for the Lincoln County Mustangs. It just didn't happen.
So at the end of the first quarter, Tigers lead at 18-4. Lynn County's got themselves dug in a pretty deep hole. Not to say they can't come back, but they got a lot of work ahead of them if they're going to do that.
Here we go. Second quarter action getting set to start. Tigers are out there, and they're starting. The old Wynn County Mustangs weren't on the court, and by golly, it paid not for to be out there early because they handed the ball to Brashear. They passed it in to Jacob Shipman, who got easy points because Lynn County wasn't even on the court. I've never seen that before, but I like it because it makes the teams get back out there instead of talking in their huddles. Now it's Lynn County's ball, and
on Hazen, and they're going to shoot him this time. I'm like you. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I like it, though. I think that's the way it ought to be played. If you can't get out of the huddle, then you don't deserve to be out there to make the game wait on you.
So Odo will go to the line to shoot for Lynn County. First shot is up, and it's good. Tigers with the advantage now, 20-5. Leading by a nickel and a dime. Second shot, it's nothing but net either. I think that Odom must be a pretty good little foul shooter. Hazen brings it across the timeline, sends it to the left corner. Can't say who has it, but they bring it out to
Thomas.
Kylie Watson to Hazen up the top of the key to Fertig over the right wing. Fertig loses the handle on it, and they throw it up ahead to Odom. And Odom's shot, this time it falls.
Nice recovery as Hazen was about to push it away from him.
Yep. And he deserved to get that when he worked on it hard. Fertig over to Kylie Watson, the right corner. He just about has the ball stolen from him.
And throws it out of bounds off of Grismore as he was falling out of bounds.
That's the second time that's happened to Grismore, I think.
Maybe he has a big old target on him or something.
Something. Kylie, go ahead.
Kylie Watson can't find somebody now. Finally gets it off to Hazen. Hazen now to Shipman. Shipman top the key back to Hazen. Hazen on the right wing, dribbled around. Now top the key left wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas into the corner for Kylie Watson. Watson over to Hazen for three. Shot no good. And it's picked up by Mosley. Mosley has it on the right wing now. Works it into Allnut. Allnut turns, fires. Oh, he was falling down when he shot that, and it goes in. 10-20. They've cut the lead in half. Hazen now left wing for Thomas over to Shipman on the left elbow. Hazen now has it. Right wing gives it off to Thomas. Thomas baseline flips it up, and it's no good. Rebounded there by Bennett. Not a good-looking shot there by Thomas. Ball goes all the way down to Grismore, and it's handed off to Allnut, and the shot is blocked, but I think they're going to get a foul instead. Yes, they're going to get Kylie Watson with a reach in before the block. So Allnut will shoot a pair of free throws.
Well, we'll see what kind of a foul shooter he is. My gosh, 8-1, the foul differential.
That doesn't seem hardly right to me.
Well, apparently he can hit free throws.
Well, he hit one anyway.
Holly Watson checking in the game. Verdict comes out. Second shot is no good. And Tigers come up with it. and it's stolen by Grismore.
Kale Watson
just didn't see him coming. Grismore is going to try to take it coast to coast, takes it along the left-hand side, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on 32. Who's 32?
There is no 32. I don't think the Tigers have a number 32 even listed. They do not.
Well, that's all right.
There's a 31 and there's a 33, but there is no 32. Foul is on Matt Thomas.
My goodness. 9 team fouls now.
Now, for the last 6 minutes, if the Tigers commit a foul, they're shooting 2 free throws every time.
That's right. Grismore's second shot is no good, and they're going to call an over-the-back call on Nickel. Lynn County drops back. Hazen is going to bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline, sends it into Shipman at the free throw line. Shipman, oh boy, loses the handle on it. Odo comes up with it. He takes it in the lane, and there's going to be another foul. Seems like every time we go down the court, there's a foul on the Tigers.
That really stretches your game out when you're fouling all the time, especially when they get 2 free throws every time you do it. And timeouts don't help the game play either. 5:52, Tigers take a timeout, and they lead it 20-12. Well, we're ready to shoot some free throws now as Oder comes out, gets set. He's been good. I think he's been perfect so far from the line.
And he'll get a chance to shoot, too.
And the perfect streak ends.
You just keep talking like that now, Tyler.
I seem to jinx everybody.
You're saying you're an equal opportunity jinxer, is that what
you're saying? That's
right. Oh, Hazen, nice little dribble behind the back move. Shipman to Thomas on the left side. Kylie Watson sends it back out to Hazen up top. Over to Thomas on the right wing. To Shipman in the lane. Back out to Cale Watson, over to Hazen on the left wing. In the Shipman at the left elbow, and his shot is nothing but net. Finally, the Tigers get a shot. 22-13, Tigers with the advantage. Grismore with the ball, brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it into the lane, tries to get it up ahead to Nickel, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be the Tigers. Hazen has the ball. He's going to bring it back the other way, comes across the timeline, sends it back to the left corner. I don't see who has it. Ah, it's Cale Watson. Into Thomas. Oh, nice looking backdoor move there. Tigers may be getting their act together a little bit. Allnut sends it up ahead to Mosley. Up to Oder. Oder brings it back out to Mosley. Mosley to Grismore. He sets up 12-foot, kind of an off-balance shot, but Oder put the put back. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline, sends it to Cale Watson, the left wing. Cale Watson brings it back out, sends it back in the left corner. To Shipman. Shipman brings it out. Dribbles it between his leg. Over to Hazen on the right wing. Into the paint. Right back out to Hazen. Shipman has it up now, top of the key. Over to Hazen on the right wing. And back out to Shipman. He's going to drive it in. Sends it back out to Cale Watson. Nice looking fake move. Dribbles in the lane. Shot no good. And Mosley gets it. He brings it across the timeline. Back to Allnut. Over to Grismore. Shot up off the glass is no good. Hazen had it for a second, but it went out of bounds. I think it was knocked out by Allnut probably. So it'll be a Tigers ball. Hazen is going to bring it back the other way.
Justin Hazen dribbling across very slow. Has a right side ball fake and has it poked away by Oder, but Kale Watson recovers, gets it in now the right elbow for Shipman. Shipman, nice pass into Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson up and in. 26-15, Tigers lead at 3:40 left to play, second quarter. Grismore puts on the floor, flips it up to Oder. Oder dribbles now between his legs, top of the key for Allnut. Allnut flips it now to Grismore. Grismore, mini ball fakes into Allnut. Allnut shot is no good, partially blocked, I think. And it's picked up by Thomas. Thomas all the way down on the left side now to Kale Moore. Kale Watson. Watson has a left wing. Puts on the floor, goes around the arc now to Thomas. Back to Watson. Watson now left right wing to Hazen. Hazen behind the back dribble into Shipman on the right elbow. Shipman finds Kale Watson. Kale Watson almost loses it and double dribbles. Couldn't keep control of it and finally had to just give it up. Grismore inbounds to Nickel. Nickel has trouble and finds Oder now. Oder gives it off to Mosley. Mosley into the corner for Grismore. Grismore now back out to Oder. Oder, ball fake in from the free throw line. In and out, rebounded by Kylie Watson. Now to Justin Hazen with 2:40 left to play, second quarter. Justin Hazen with a sudden stop and pass to Jacob Shipman. Stop, pop, left wing now for Kale Watson. Back to Shipman, top the key. Shipman now right wing for Kale Watson. Watson into the corner for Watson. Kylie, that is. Misses a shot. Nice put back there by Jacob Shipman.
Oh, that was a pretty move. Shipman was right there where he needed to be. Grismore is going to take it the other way. And he takes it all the way in for the easy layup. Kale Watson will bring the ball back the other way. 2:08 left in the half. 28-17 Tigers with the advantage. Hazen into Shipman. Back out to Hazen. Hazen's going to shoot for three and bounces off the front end of the iron, but it goes on in. Oder with the ball for Linn County. Brings it over to in front of the Tigers bench and resets the offense into Allnut up top of the key. Allnut over the right hand side to Mosley. Mosley up off the glass is no good. Thomas comes up with it, sends it ahead to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson's going to take it in. Oh, right back out to Allnut. Oder's going to take it back the other way. Oder drills along the right side of the lane and it's blocked by Thomas, but they're going to call him for a foul.
Kylie botched that layup attempt. 1:31 to play here in the second quarter. Tigers lead at 31-17 and Oder's back at the line. How many fouls is that? They stopped keeping track after 10. Is that just 11?
I don't know, but that's the third on Thomas.
Yeah, he'll go sit down. I stand corrected. He stays in.
Not sure that the coach has seen that.
Oder missed the first. His second is up and no good either. And it's rebounded there by Thomas and then was fouled by Oder. The third team foul for Linn County, and I believe the Tigers have 11.
At least.
Yeah, it could be more.
31-17, Tigers with the advantage. 1:30 left in the half. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. He'll bring it back the other way now. Walks it across. Linn County all falls back into Shipman. Shipman about loses the handle on it but recovers. Sends it up to Thomas, but too strong a pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Linn County's ball. 1:19 left in the half.
Linn County is set to inbound. Tigers with the full court press. And I believe Matt Thomas kicked it out of bounds. Now Grismore will take it out from underneath his own basket. Grismore off to Oder. Oder back to Grismore. Grismore looks at Oder and looks confused. Now throws it off to Bowen. Bowen stepped over the line, went back, and they call that an over and back. Which makes sense, I guess. Over and then back. Kylie Watson and Justin Hazel with 1:10 left to play. I bet they run the clock all the way down. Over to the right wing, and they go ahead and shoot. Kale Watson airballs a three, and it's knocked out of bounds by the new guy on the block for Linn County. Number 42, Luke Forbes. Kylie Watson inbound with 1:03 left to play. Gives it off to Justin Hazen over to Kale Watson. Watson into Jacob Shipman. Shipman dribbles around, flips over to Matt Thomas. Thomas's shot is blocked by Allnut, and the Lynn County Mustangs come away with it. Grismore dribbles and falls down. High dribble, probably a travel, and they call a timeout with 48.3 seconds. Lynn County takes a timeout, and they're trailing 31-17.
I don't certainly see how Grismore did all that action and still ended up with holding possession of the ball.
It was impressive. He fell down. He had a high dribble and just good ball control, I guess. It's tough to control the ball. You can't really say he was controlling the ball when he was falling down, rolling around.
Best thing about this half being over is that the foul clock will be reset.
Yep. Lynn County ball with 48.3 seconds left. Are they going to hold for the last shot, John?
I'm not sure that they're going to do that, being as far behind as they are.
Grismore gets it into Bowen, and Bowen. I know they're not going to because Bowen was on the line. That's a turnover. We'll see how the Tigers hold.
Thomas. Thomas was right on him.
47 seconds left, and the Tigers have the ball. Where they hold? They get a right wing now for Cale Watson. Cale Watson now top the key for Thomas. Thomas back to Watson. Watson inside to Watson. Kylie, that is. His shot's up and no good, and the Tigers couldn't hold it either. Rebound by Forbes.
Too much mustard on the shot.
And Grismore, double dribbles. They can't hold it either. It's a game of turnovers. Tigers ball now at the last 30 seconds, and I would really want them to hold the ball here for the last second shot. No use getting all these turnovers. Justin Hazen has it, gets it inside on the right elbow for Jacob Shipman, who almost lost it, and then he passes a thread in the needle pass inside to Kyle Watson, but it's knocked out of bounds by Lynn County. It'll stay with Bashir with 20.9 seconds.
Well, that's time for two fouls, isn't it?
I think so. The ball is tipped by Jacob Shipman, and he gets it now off to Justin Hazen. Hazen's going to go in and shoot, and he misses. Rebound by Jacob Shipman. Shipman shot's blocked by Allnut. No, they're going to get a foul, I think, on... They're going to call Forbes with it.
Well, that's one foul. 12 seconds left out of that 20.
Foul was on Allnut. Yep, that's the fourth foul there. First on Allnut. 12.7 seconds left. Shipman up and good. 32-17.
I'm not so sure we might not get two more fouls in this 12 seconds.
Possible. Bam. Good shot there by... Shipman, and it's 33-17. Ball inbounded to Bowen. Bowen dribbles, almost loses it. Now rolling it on the court, and it's knocked away by Hazen. And Hazen can't corral it before it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lynn County ball for the last 7.2 seconds. Bowen set to inbound. Looking. Now throwing to a wide open Kylie Watson. And Jacob Shipman picks it up with 5 seconds. 4, 3, Shipman all the way. Shipman's going to go in with 2 seconds. His shot's blocked, and that'll end the first half of action. Shipman should have probably set up and shot a little jumper or something because taking it all the way wasn't ideal.
So, at the end of the half, Tigers lead at 33-17. And we'll be back in a few. Maybe Tyler will get us some first half stats that we'll have for you in a little while.
Here we go. First half stats for Loving County Mustangs. High point man was Jake Oder with 7. Wes Allnut had 5. Jason Grismore had 3. And T.J. Bowen had 2 for the Tigers. Leader was Jacob Shipman with 11. Kyler Watson had 6. Cale Watson had 7. Justin Hazen had 5. And Matt Thomas had 4. Well, we'll see what happens here in the second half. John, what do you see happening?
Well, if the first half is any indication, we're going to see a lot of fouling. Of course, we keep doing that, we'll start running out of players.
That's true. Right now, though, it's 0-0 in the foul total.
It's going to be Linn County ball. Grismore is going to take it out for Linn County. Gets it into Oder. Oder puts it on the floor, guarded by Hazen. Comes around the screen. Gets it ahead to Bowen. Bowen back to Oder. Oder back to Bowen. Double team. Back at the Oder up top. Oder is going to take it in the free throw line. Sends it over the left-hand side. Shot is by Grismore is good. And they're going to give him a 3 for that. Hazen over to Thomas, the right wing. Thomas back to Kylie Watson. No, I'm sorry. That's Shipman. Shipman's going to bring it back out. Send it cross court over to Kylie Watson. I knew Kylie Watson was going to touch it. Back to Hazen. Back to Shipman over the right wing. Shipman to Hazen. Into Cale Watson. Back over to Kylie Watson in the left corner. He's going to dribble it in and shot up off the glass is good.
Pretty move there by Kylie Watson.
Nice power move. Oder has the ball for Linn County. He brings it across the timeline. Gets it into the paint to the big man. He sends it back out the right wing. Back at to the big man. He dribbles it into the lane and is he fouled or did he lose it?
He was fouled. Fouled by Justin Hazen.
That's 3 on him.
Grismore set to take it out of bounds for the Mustang. Looks, still looking. Now throws it into the hands of Kylie Watson, and he was open. Grismore found the open man on that one. Justin Hazen inside the Jacob Shipman wraparound. No, he's going to flip it out to Matt Thomas, who misses the shot. Board picked up there by 24 for Linn County, Frazier. Justin Frazier.
Then Bowen's going to inbound it.
Knocked out of bounds by Brashear, and it'll be Linn County ball. Bowen inbounds to Grismore. Grismore has some trouble now, flips it back to Bowen. Bowen now to Oder. Oder is wide open. All the way, yes. 22-35. Tigers lead at 6:30 left to play, third quarter.
Boy, they broke that press with definition. Cale Watson takes it along the lane. His shot's no good. Allnut comes up with it. Grismore's going to take the ball back the other way.
Grismore might have traveled several times, but he gets it in instead to Allnut. Allnut flips it out to nobody.
Over and back. Allnut has had several opportunities, but he hasn't taken it to the basket like I expected him to.
And he's bigger than everybody out there.
Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. Sets up the offense, sends it over to Thomas on the right wing. Thomas back to Shipman. Shipman sends it back out to Hazen up top. Hazen dribbles into the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. Oder comes up with the rebound. We're going to go back the other way. Oder sends it right into Kylie Watson's hands. His shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking steal and finishes it off. Grismore has the ball. Gets it up ahead to the big man, up to Oder. Oder brings it across the timeline. Oder knows what to do with it. Nice looking runner up off the glass. Woo!
Good play there by Oder. Hazen brings it across for the Tigers. Right wing for Kyle Watson into the corner now for Thomas. Thomas looks, now puts on the ground and gives it off to Justin Hazen. Hazen to Jacob Shipman, flips it out to Kyle Watson, wide open just inside the arc. Bounces on the off the rim and no good. Rebounded there by Thomas. Thomas flips it out to Hazen, who missed the shot, and this time it's rebounded by Lynn County. Yeah, I couldn't tell who, Grismore. Grismore has to flips it out, and a nice play there by Hazen. Tips it to Kyle Watson, into Cale Watson. Cale Watson flips him up in the air, gets the basket, and the foul.
And the foul is on Allman as well.
Ooh, what is it? Is that his second, I believe?
It's at least his second. It might be his third. Nope, you're right. Second. That was a nice move. He had him totally faked out.
Yeah, good. It's 40 to 24.
The old-fashioned trifecta. Allnet, tries to get it ahead. It's blocked by Thomas, and they're going to say it was off of Allnet, and it'll stay with the Tigers. 40-24, 4:42 left in the third. Kylie Watson will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it out to Hazen. Back to the right corner to Thomas. Thomas, your shot for three is in and out. But Kylie Watson had it, and it was knocked out of bounds by Lynn County, so it'll stay with the Tigers. I wonder if the coach wants them to shoot all those threes. What do you think?
I don't know, especially when they're not making them. I'd say probably not. Ball is inbounded out to Mount Thomas. Now inside Justin Hazen, out to Kale Watson. Now to Kylie Watson, who was in the process of making a ball fake and traveled with it. So it'll be a turnover, and it'll go to Lynn County with 4:30 left in the third quarter. Tigers have the lead 40-24. Grismore finds a wide open cutting Oder. Oder pulls back, now gets it back to Grismore. Grismore top the key on the right side, flips it inside to Allnet. Allnet has it outside the arc. Now puts on the floor, tries to get by Kylie Watson. Oder picks it up. Oder falls down and makes a great pass out to Allnet, and he passed it before he hit the ground. That was a great play by Oder. Oder now gets it back himself and has it on the right baseline and tries to make a pass, and Allnet is kicked by a Brashear defender, and it'll still be with Lynn County with 4:11 left in the third quarter.
Furtig now checking in for Hazen. Grismore is going to inbound it for Lynn County. Grismore to Oder, and Oder's shot is no good, and he's going to be fouled by Furtig.
He was right on the line,
I was going to say,
for a three.
Fortunately, he was inside the line. As I recall, Oder's a pretty good little foul shooter, too, isn't he? Or should we say he's a really good foul shooter?
All right. Oh, it's only my jinx works. He's pretty good at the line. We'll see what happens now. It doesn't work.
Hits them both. Thomas with the ball comes across the timeline. Into Shipman. Nice looking move, and he draws the foul. Shipman will go to the line, and I think that's on the big man, isn't it?
Yep, that's his third.
They may not have many fouls, but they've got a lot of fouls on the guy that counts. Shipman's shot is no good. That was a terrible shot.
It looked bad from the get-go, didn't it? Jacob's usually a good free throw shooter. I don't know what happened there.
Kind of a brick going up there.
That was better.
Yeah, he got it ironed out on the second time around. Oder with the ball for Lynn County. Back to the big man. He puts it on the floor. Nearly stolen, but they get it up ahead to 24.
Jacob Shipman absolutely rejected him. Who was that? Frazier went in there. I bet he doesn't go in there as a strong next time because he got annihilated. Jacob said, don't bring that weak stuff, and he just threw it out of bounds. And luckily for Lynn County, it went out of bounds off of Brashear player. Allnet with a nice turnaround jumper off the inbound play.
That's the first what I would call a power move to the basket I've seen him do all night long.
It was nice. Ryan Furtig loses it out of bounds, and it's another Brashear turnover. How many turnovers have we had tonight, John?
More than I could count on both hands.
Take off your shoes, see how many we got.
Nice looking move to Grismore. Grismore doesn't get the bounce. And Chickman comes up with it, sends ahead to Kylie Watson. Watson dribbles between his legs. It's so pretty when they do that. Sends it back to Trey Treasure on the right corner. Treasure back to Hazen. His shot is no good. But Fertig ends up with it. His shot's no good. Treasure comes up with it. Back to Hazen. Hazen sends it out to Kale Watson. Watson to Hazen. A lot of people touching the ball over to Fertig on the left wing. Fertig's little spin move sends it back out to Kale Watson. Kale Watson drives into the lane. He loses a handle on it, and Lynn County comes up with it. A lot of time off the clock, though. They get it up ahead to number 15, and that is going to be Bowen. Bowen to Grismore. Grismore, kind of a sort of a pass, and it went out of bounds. I'm not sure who it's off of.
Justin Hazen. I didn't see that for sure, but I could tell by the way his reaction was to that. Kylie Watson in for Jacob Shipman. Trey Treasure was in for Ryan Fertig, and we're going to reset.
Jacob Shipman just looks like he's mad about half the time.
He always looks like nothing ever good happens to him. He's always upset, especially when they, A, call a foul on him, or, B, he has to come out. Grismore set to inbound for the Mustangs, flips it into Oder. Oder gets it down into Bowen. His shot's no good. It's rebounded by Matt Thomas. Thomas, wild dribbles, and now gets it up to Kale Watson, who takes it for the layup. 43-28, 2:35 left to play, third quarter.
That was pretty.
Bowen now, triple team, flips it over to Oder. Oder into the corner for Grismore. Grismore, high stepping, up off the glass, off the rim, no good, rebounded by Treasure. Treasure at the elbows, now passes out to Matt Thomas. Thomas all the way to the baseline, now pulls it back out to Treasure, wide open from 6 feet, good, nothing but nylon.
He says, I know what to do with that.
45-28, 2:05 left to play, third quarter. And it's going to be Bennett bringing the ball up. Bennett over to Bowen now. Bowen puts on the floor, flips it up from 18, and it's good. 45-30, Tigers lead it by 15 with 1:50. And I was looking at the score when they inbounded it. Grismore stole it and put it up and in and was fouled. Who is the foul on?
Treasure.
Trey Treasure, his first. Third. And as I was saying before, it's 45-32 in favor of the Tigers. 1:53 left to play third quarter. And Grismore will shoot a free throw. David Anderson going to come in for Matt Thomas.
Mr. Anderson, you think that sleeve helps Grismore shoot those free throws? I'll bet it does.
I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe it does. Grismore went and took a seat after that free throw. Hazen has it on the right side. Now gives it to David Anderson over to Kylie Watson. That's up the key for Hazen. Hazen crossed to Kale Watson. Watson on the floor and then back over to Hazen. Hazen right wing. Hazen flips it in. And it's a cutting Shipman who can't hang on to it. And it's stolen by Oder. Oder left wing. Now tosses off to the top of the key for Mosley. Mosley into the right corner for Bowen. Bowen now top of the key for Oder. Oder, ball above his head, now puts on the floor, left side, almost stolen. It is poked away by Hazen. Hazen picks it up, almost has it stolen by a double team of defenders. Oder and Bennett were colliding on him, and Hazen got it out of there. And now Kale Watson makes a bad pass, picked off by Bennett. They're coming back with it is Mosley. Mosley almost loses it to Kale Watson. Now flips it to Bowen. Bowen top the key for Oder now. Oder holds two hands above the head, gets it into Allnut. Allnut almost has it stripped away there by Hazen. Hazen tries again, and that was time it was a foul. They didn't call it. Allnut now working, flips out to Bowen. Bowen from deep, shot no good, and it's rebounded by Hazen. Hazen as Jacob Shipman tipped it out, then fell down, couldn't go get it himself. Hazen got it though and picks it up the left side now to Kylie Watson with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Now to Anderson to Kale Watson, and we're going to burn clock here. Right wing now for Hazen. They're going to hold for the last shot. 30 seconds now. Hazen travels. They didn't call it. Now right wing for Kale Watson. Watson, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Passes over to Jacob Shipman. He's going to hold with the ball on his hip. Now he puts it on the floor. Gives it over to Hazen. Hazen right wing now with 19 seconds. All the way in and he shoots. What's he doing? We're trying to burn clock. I do not understand that. Now we're getting it off to Bowen. Bowen travels so many times and they called it. And for the last 9 seconds for the Tigers, it'll be their ball, 45-33, and they can hold surely for the last 10 seconds.
You would think.
Right wing now for Hazen. Hazen to Carol Watson. He almost lost it with 3-2-1. Shots up, no good. And Hazen got it off, and it's no good.
Hits off the side of the glass. So, at the end of the three, Tigers lead it 45-33. Lead by a dozen. Can we hold them off for the rest of the quarter?
I don't know. We've had a lot of turnovers, but the Mustangs have as well, so I'd say things will average out. They may gain a few points back on us, but I'd say we'll hold true, unless something dramatic happens here.
The big difference is we got out of that whole quarter with just three fouls.
Yeah, they only had two. How many did they have in the first half?
Four or five? Oh, them? I don't... Something like that. We had a dozen or so on us.
Yeah, we had a ton. Well, we're back, and hey, we're back right now. They're getting set to start the fourth quarter. 45-33 is the score, and it'll be Tiger Ball. Yes. They're going to do a quick entry. No, we're going to wait for Lincoln County to make it on, and they send out six guys. There's confusion, there's pandemonium, and now they have the right number of people out there. And now it's inbounded to Shipman. Shipman working inside now, flips it out to Kylie Watson. Kylie tosses it up to Cale Watson. Now right wing for Thomas. Thomas over to Shipman for three. Yes! Shipman with another tray. Ball is now tossed off to Mosley. Mosley top the key now to Allnut. Allnut top the key. He doesn't look very comfortable out there.
He doesn't at all.
Now,
he hasn't looked very comfortable any place tonight, really.
That's
Oder,
true.
Oder takes it in the lane. They kick it back out to Mosley, and it goes out of bounds.
That was a nice catch over there by somebody in the stands. It's going to be Tiger Ball. 7:24 left in the fourth quarter and the game. Matt Thomas has it left wing now for Shipman. Shipman now to Cale Watson. Cale Watson off to Matt Thomas. Now right wing for Shipman for another three. Oh, this one bounces out, and it's rebounded by Bennett. Bennett to Oder. Oder, cross-court pass down to Grimsmore. Shot no good, and it's blocked by Shipman. Nice block there by Shipman. That's two good ones he has. That one wasn't as impressive, but it was good. Out of bounds off of Shipman. It'll be Lynn County ball. Grimsmore set to inbound. Looking, now finds Mosley. Mosley back to Grismore for three. Yes! Grismore hits from deep. 36-48. 6:55 left to play, fourth quarter. Cale Watson now, left wing for Thomas. Thomas now for Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson off to David Anderson, and this is good clock burner. Now, right wing for Matt Thomas into the corner for Cale Watson. Now to Shipman. Shipman left wing for Anderson. They're doing a good job of burning clock. 6:30 now left in the fourth quarter. Ball is tipped out of bounds now by Mosley, and it'll stay with the Tigers with 6:27 left in the fourth quarter. It's 48-36. Tigers have another 6 minutes and 27 seconds until the victory. Straight into Thomas, and Thomas holds, and we're down to Cale Watson. Now to Shipman. Shipman takes it out to the top of the arc. To Matt Thomas, and now over to Cale Watson on the right wing, feeds it into Jacob Shipman, and he travels. So they successfully burn about a minute, but they can't get anything after the minute. 6:14 left to play. It's inbounded to somebody new. Grismore has it now. Right wing to Mosley. Mosley looking all the way up the right side. Now flips it back out to Oder. Oder deep right wing, guarded closely by Thomas. Now gets a left wing for Grismore. Grismore on the floor, feeds it into Allnut. Allnut back and Watson down. His shot is up. Too soft, rebounded by Shipman. Shipman puts it on the floor, brings it up the right side. Now drives to the heart of the paint and gives it off to Watson. And Watson was fouled on the shot. He'll shoot a pair with 5:42 left to play in the fourth quarter.
Foul is going to be on Grismore.
His second.
Kylie Watson will go to the line. First shot is up, and it's nothing but net.
Nice shot there by Watson.
Hazen checking in for Anderson. Second shot is up, and it's nothing but net, too. 5:42 left in the game. Tigers lead at 50-36. Allnut with the ball. Boy, he looks uncomfortable. Ah, boy, he's not going to have a call on him.
He knew it was a travel. He was waiting for the call, and they never did call it.
Never was called. All right. Mosley with the ball to Allnut, to Oder. Oder's a good little ball handler. To Mosley up top of the key, back over to Oder. Oder to Grismore. Grismore up top of the key, over to Allnut on the right-hand side. Nice-looking fake move, and they're going to call a foul on Kylie Watson, I believe.
He's telling his coach that was a pass. Allnut, the coach was looking at Allnut on that one. It was going to be a good pass, but it was broken up and he was fouled on it, so he doesn't get to shoot the two free throws. I think that's what his coach was mostly upset about.
What I liked was he gave the fake like he was going to shoot from out there at three-point range. Of course, I'm thinking, ain't no way he's going to shoot from out there. But he does from 12 foot, and he puts it in. 50-38, Tigers. Thomas with the ball over to Shipman. Shipman brings out up top, over to Hazen, over to Thomas on the right side, around the horn. Thomas passes it out to Kylie Watson, to Shipman. Shipman back out to Hazen, burning some time here. Kylie Watson, Thomas, around the horn to the right-hand side. To Shipman, and there's going to be a foul on Grismore for reaching.
His third. .443 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead at 50-38. Watson inbounds to Matt Thomas, and the clock burning is on. Now Kale Watson's going to fire three. He hits it, but let's wait another 2 minutes before we fire that. 53-38. The Tigers just, they don't have it in them just to hang on to it. Ball is stolen by Kyle Watson, and he takes it all the way in for the layup.
Nice looking play. Kind of an easy looking pass coming in there, and that just did not work at all. They got Hazen with a reaching foul.
Grismore had slipped in behind the entire defense on the full court press and was wide open, but Oder never saw him.
That's four on Hazen. Timeout, Lynn County. So, with 4:21 left in the game, Tigers lead it 55-38.
Well, the Tigers need to burn 4 minutes and 21 seconds for a double-plated victory tonight, as the girls won earlier.
Yeah, and that score was 51-42.
Well, the boys have already scored more than that, and their boys have, and our boys have.
Another possession, another foul.
Jacob Shipman got him on that one. How many fouls is that on Jacob? Just a second.
Well, he doesn't want to take him home with him.
Nah.
Ferdig in for Hazen.
Nickel with the first shot, and it was good.
Second one was good as well. Kale Watson with the ball for the Tigers. Over on the left-hand side, back out to Kylie up the top of the key. Tried to get it into Ferdig, but it was stolen. Kind of a bad pass. It wasn't really Ferdig's fault. Grismore with the ball for Lynn County. Get it into Allnut, right elbow. He's not going to shoot from there. Allnut tries to do a spin move. They send it back out to Mosley. Mosley to Allnut. Oh, nobody there. He knows what to do with that now.
He's starting to find his rhythm, Allnut is. Now Thomas has a right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig sitting there holding it. It's stolen by Grismore, and then he's fouled by Ferdig.
Nope, they're going to cut on Grismore.
Was that an offensive foul then, or was it before the steal?
Must have been before the steal. That's a four on him. Oh, they get it in to Shipman over to Kale Watson. Nice looking shot. About a 12-foot jumper on the left baseline. Allnut has it. They get it up ahead. Ferdig comes up with a steal. Ferdig's shot is nothing but net. And I think he gets a finger in the in the eyeball or something. Allnut with the ball up to Oder. To Allnut. Tigers nearly had the steal. They get it up to Oder. Oder's going to drive it in along the baseline. No good. Shipman comes up with the ball.
Just pull it back and let's kill some time here. Under 3 minutes now. All we need to do is kill some time. Instead, they're launching shots, and now Allnut comes away with it. Allnut all the way down the right side. Inside now. Shot's no good there by Nickel. And it's picked up by Kale Watson. Watson right side now to Jacob Shipman, and Shipman travels. 2:37 left to play. Fourth quarter action. Tigers lead it 59-42. We'll see what happens here in the last 2 minutes.
Shipman is thrilled to be coming off the floor, I can tell.
Yep, always has that same face every time something bad happens to him.
Grismore is going to inbound it on the far side. Seem to have six players on the team for Linn County. That never works very well.
It does if you get away with it.
That's right. Gizmore to Oder. Oder to Bowen. Boy.
I felt the rumbles of that one here.
Yeah. I looked down, looked up just to see it coming out. I was afraid I was going to have a ball in my face on that one.
Oh, I'd protect you, John.
Oh, you're a good man. Gizmore into Bowen.
Oh. And slapped by Matt Thomas on that one. .227 now left in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead it 59-42, and Bowen will shoot a pair of free throws. 1, 2, 3 dribbles up and good for the first one. 59-43. One, two, three dribbles a second time. Bowen up and good a second time. Here we go. Hazen on his way. Right wing now for Ferdig. Probably foul. Didn't call it. Ferdig now loses it. And it's going to be a kick. Ferdig was fortunate that the ball touched the Linn County player's foot, or else that's a turnover. 2:21 now, fourth quarter. Tigers still trying to kill some time. 59-44. Tigers lead it. Right wing for Watson. Watson now top to keeper Hazen. Hazen holds. Now on the floor. Back to Watson. Kale, that is. Kylie now has it. Kylie Watson to Kale Watson. Kale Watson, right wing, now 2 minutes. Justin Hazen holds. Justin Hazen puts it on the floor. Now to Kale Watson. Kale Watson holds, and now Trey Treasure. Treasure fires a shot, and we lose possession, and then they foul on the rebound. So the Tigers are able to stay calm and hold it for about 30 seconds, and then they get antsy and have to shoot it again. 1:48 left in the fourth quarter, and Allnut's on the line for a 1-1 situation as the Tigers have reached 8 fouls now.
Foul was on Ferdig. That's his third.
Allnut does not earn in his second shot as he misses the first one. Rebounded by Ferdig. Now up to Justin Hazen. Now to Kylie Watson. To a wide-open Ryan Ferdig. And he's going to feel compelled to pass it to Trey Treasure, who loses it with 1:30 left to play in the fourth quarter. Allnut has it now atop the key for Grismore. Grismore has trouble on the double team. Gives it back to Allnut. Allnut's going to go all the way to the hole and flip it off to a wide-open Frazier, who misses the shot. And there's been a couple more shots, and Allnut finally puts one up in his foul. He'll shoot a pair of free throws with 1:15 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers having trouble rebounding there on the misses by Allnut and Frazier. Resulted in Allnut going to the line on another foul. This time it's on Trey Treasure, his third. Allnut's first shot is good. It didn't matter. He got two this time, and that was the ninth foul. So next time, they'll both, anybody that gets fouled, they'll shoot two free throws again. 59-45, 1:15 left in the fourth quarter. Allnut has a second shot on the way. It's up, and it is off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Shipman. Shipman double team. Shipman fires it into Trey Treasure, who barely corrals it after it's poked away by Bowen. Treasure now holds, and they call a timeout before he gets his fifth second in. 107 left to play in the fourth quarter.
Good call by the coach. Running out of time there. Well, I think we just about have this one in the bag, Tyler.
I would say so, but you never know in sports. That's why they play the games. However, 59-45 lead with 107 left in the fourth quarter seems pretty secure to me.
And with possession of the ball.
That makes it even more secure.
As I said in the girls' game, I'd rather be in our position than theirs.
Their girls are in better shape than their boys are right now. Rashir ball out of bounds right in front of us. We're close to the action. This is as close to the action as we can get.
Shipman's going to inbound it for the Tigers.
Shipman looks, still looking, finds a wide open Trey Treasure off to Cody Hayden on the left block, and we're burning clock. And now it's stolen. It's stolen by Oder. Oder flips it back in bounds before he goes out of bounds, and now it's saved. And it'll be Tiger ball. They flip it in to Trey Treasure, and he puts it up and in. 50 seconds left, 61-45 is the score. Oder, right wing for Grismore. No good, but Oder comes up with the rebound as it was long, and the Tigers were all packed inside. Grismore has it now. Oder for three. Oder off the front iron, no good. Almost a good rebound there by Grismore. Instead, he throws it out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger ball for the last 35.3 seconds in the fourth quarter and the game. Number 44 set to check in. That's Robert Couch for Linn County. And timeout. Why are we calling timeout? The Tigers call timeout and put in Kale and Kylie Watson. Oh, this is almost unsportsmanlike conduct. If there was unsportsmanlike conduct in basketball, that would be this. Because we have a Hossie lead. We're winning by what? We're up by 16. We bring in the starters for the last 35 seconds. Does that make any sense to you, John?
Well, we don't have two of them are starters. 30 doesn't start.
Three of tonight's starters.
Yeah.
Well, we ought to have all the bench players we have and put them out there. I disagree with this move 100%. Kylie Watson throws it in to Jacob Shipman. Shipman out to Ryan Furtig. Furtig all the way to Kale Watson. Watson misses an easy shot, and it's rebounded by Allbutt. And Allbutt has an arm on him. He threw it from underneath the Brashears basket all the way out of bounds on the other side of the court.
He thought we were playing football.
He had a guy open. He just couldn't hit him.
Inbound is knocked out of bounds. I think Tigers are going to retain possession of it, though.
Yep. Last 24.4 seconds. 61-45 is your score. The ball is thrown in to Ryan Furtig. Furtig with a over-the-back pass, and it's stolen by Allnett. Allnett all the way, and it's no good. Rebounded by Kyle Watson. Has a wide-open Jacob Shipman. Shipman to the hole, and he misses it. Furtig misses it. Oh, no. Furtig made it from about 2 feet in, and with four, I don't agree. We're full court pressing, too. We got an 18-point lead. We're full court pressing. What are we doing? Unsportsmanlike conduct. I would throw my yellow flag out there and yell it. That is, wow, that's unacceptable. But the Tigers do come home with the win, 63-45, and they take both as the girls also won. Linn County will go home disappointed tonight, and it's a long ride home.
Well, the Tigers win this one with an exclamation point on both sides. 51-42 in the girls' game as well.
Well, I'm Tyler Killen along with
John Slavin.
And we'll see you next time.
This is a copyrighted broadcast by the Adair County R2 School District. Any use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the Adair County R2 School District is expressly prohibited. Good night. We'll see you next time.